Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Hold on, let me crank my background music up. Tracks on Deck by my homie C Merc, Track Pros, Presidents, Next Hair Nails, and myself. There we go. All right. Anyway, on to the proceedings this evening. Welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Want to welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. You know what I mean? I want to thank everybody for checking me out. You feel me? Shouts out to all of my new friends, my new people that's been tuning into the show since last week. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Got a lot of couple added, like, shit, damn near 100 people over the past weekend. Thanks to my homeboy, Nuna Jr. He promoted the show. You feel me? Got some more people coming in. So I got people from all over the world. You know what I mean? All over the country. People from the Midwest and Texas and down in, you know, Louisiana and all that. So, big ups to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the show. Welcome back to the show. You feel me? Now, I gotta make sure that, hold on. Give y'all an applause first before I move any further. Now, I'm gonna have a somewhat serious show tonight. You feel me? It's not really serious. It's just not a show where I'm just gonna be talking about, sex, relationships, you know what I mean? All that kind of, you know what I'm saying? Of course, some kind of way, I'm pretty sure somebody on the show, some kind of way, will in fact turn it into that, because y'all just a bunch of damn, I don't know what's wrong with y'all K100 people. All y'all ever have on the brain. All my highest rated shows, no matter how serious I want to be, y'all just want me to talk about that. But tonight, we might get into that, of course. It could branch off into that. Episode 89. Hindsight can be 2020. Hindsight can be 2020. You dig? And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about mistakes. You feel me? We're talking about things, events in your life that have had a profound effect on how the rest of your life is lived and how the rest of your life turns out. Now, we're going to give you a chance to fix that. We're going to give you a chance to do what's basically physically impossible, so we think. Who knows? But as of date, we can't do it. We're going to let you go back in time, maybe, if you want to, and change it. Oh, yeah. We're going to let you go back in time, and we're going to let you change something about your life. But once I read a synopsis of the show, you got to make sure that's what you really want to do. But I'll get into that. But first, let me pump my brakes. Let me go ahead and run down how K100 Internet Radio works, how this show is formatted. You understand what I'm saying? First of all, once again, I'm your host, Blizzard, and I want to welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to tune into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to tune into the show. You feel me? Now, K100 is, of course, an affiliate and a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here. So first and foremost, I want to welcome everybody to the show for the first time and also remind all my new callers and everybody that's listening to the downloads and the podcast that we are, in fact, an independent record label also. Once again, Chainless Entertainment is the name of the label, and K100 is a subsidiary of the label. That being said, we spin independent music on the show. This is K100 Internet Radio /indie music, okay? The email address to send music for consideration to be played on the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's the letter K, the number 100, radio, K100 radio, that's all one word, @gmail.com. Send us your music, you feel me? Once again, send us your music in an MP3 format, please. MP3 format, people. Once again, somebody tried to send me a Windows Media file. Damn it, man. It's not going to work, homie. I can't play it. Need for you to send it to me in MP3 format, all right? to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your music if you want to get it spinned on K100. All right? That's the very first and foremost thing. Secondly, I want to make sure that you go and add us as a friend on MySpace, if you have MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. I want to definitely make sure that you go and like and become a fan of the official K100 Facebook page. If you don't know where it's at, just go to the Facebook main page and put in a search for K-100. When you see the middle finger up, you dig? That's us. That's the logo, a middle finger. We got the only logo that said we don't people on Facebook. That's K100 Radio with a middle finger. You can't miss it. Like the page, fan the page, you feel me? All right, so you can get updates and show topics before you even get a chance to call in. And, of course, last but not least, please, if you use an iPhone, an iPad, an Apple notebook, anything that uses the iTunes software, even if you're on your PC and you have iTunes on it, please subscribe to our podcast in the iTunes store, okay? This is, in fact, the easiest, and I mean the absolute easiest way for you to get show topics. It's the absolute easiest way for you to get episodes of the show that you might have missed, you feel me, in case you're not able to call in during the live hours. Once again, we air live Monday through Thursdays, like clockwork. We don't change our show schedule. We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you're busy, if you're still working, you work your late shift, whatever, and you can't catch the show, and you are, but you like the show, you want to get the downloaded episodes, you want to hear the replays, if you use iTunes, this is the absolute easiest way for you to get the show. So again, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, all right? And that way, you'll be able to get the show easy. All you got to do is plug your iPhone or whatever in, hit sync, you know what I'm saying? It automatically goes to your phone, your iPod, whatever you're using with iTunes. It's automatically. And it's free. There's no charge for it, okay? More and more people from my show that can't catch my live hours are inboxing me and telling me, yo, you was right. The iTunes shit is like what's popping. They don't have to touch nothing. They don't have to go to the show site if they don't want to. You feel me? I don't mind you going to the show site. You feel me? But if you don't want to, if it's a hassle or whatever, or you just on the go and you on the run and you don't have to worry about looking for a specific page or whatever, all you got to do is subscribe to that podcast one time. And once you do that, you're automatically going to be in there. So from that point on, every time you plug your iPhone in and hit sync or whatever, it's going to automatically download it. And every time you launch the iTunes software, so if you don't even have an iPod or whatever, you just launch iTunes, it automatically downloads the last episode, all right? So do that, man, real talk, all right? Moving right along. It's Mondays on K100, all right? Mondays on K100. And every Monday, since it's the jump off of the week, you know what I'm saying, for most people, you got a normal work week, I'm pretty sure you've been off over the weekend. You've probably seen a whole bunch of hot messness. Motherfuckers probably got on your nerve on the weekend. You probably went out to the club and seen some goddamn shit that you just like, man, hell no. Well, this is your vent episode, and every Monday we let you come in, and we let you mash a motherfucker for some dumb shit. Yeah! So every Monday on K100 is Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Yeah! That's what we're giving them, all right? It's basically the aired out episode, you feel me, of K100. Besides what we're talking about, the main topic, once again, which is episode 89, hindsight is 2020. Besides that, I also let every caller that calls in mash the motherfucker. Yeah. Your baby daddy ain't paid child support? Yeah. Your punk-ass motherfucking boss power tripping? Yeah. The police pulled you over for nothing, just racial profiling? Yeah. I really don't give a fuck. But I know none of you motherfuckers out there living these little goddamn lives where everything goddamn gravy and sweet. And therefore, when I come to your line, after you dial 347-934-0966 and hit the number 1 because you want to talk to me, after you do that, and after we talk about what we're talking about, I will, in fact, let you mash a motherfucker on the show. Could be your boyfriend, could be your... I don't give a fuck what it is. But I'm pretty sure we all got somebody that's a dead. Or it ain't got to be nobody that you know, all right? It could be some famous shit. Some shit that's going on in the news. Matter of fact, during the whole episode, I'm just going to, when I think of some shit, I'm going to mash motherfucker. Let me mash fucking CNN. Yeah. I know some of you motherfuckers might watch Atlanta Housewives all day and don't pay attention to the real fucking world around you. But I had to mash CNN for firing Rick Sanchez. I actually watched that show. That's one of my better shows that I watch at CNN. They fired Rick Sanchez, let him go. He resigned, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Over some bullshit because he said, quote unquote some shit about Jews. And you can't, nigga, you can do anything. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say about a Mexican, a nigga, hell, even a motherfucking white boy. But you say anything about a motherfucking Jew, oh my God, it's the end of the fucking world. He must be fired now. Some man should see any other sensitive motherfucker. By the way, if you're a sensitive motherfucker and you're on my line, I suggest you hang up now. This is K100 Internet Radio. It's short, but keep it 100. I don't pull no punches. Alright? Yeah, the motherfucking Jews are a bunch of privileged motherfuckers who act like the goddamn Holocaust happened yesterday. You motherfuckers got all the motherfucking money and power around this motherfucking, you still complaining, acting like you so goddamn distraught and persecuted. Shut the fuck up! You motherfuckers got more money than everybody over this motherfucker. Yeah, you're a bunch of spoiled, rich, motherfucking uppity pricks. For the most part. For the most part. Now, if you're Jewish and that offends you, this ain't the show for you, homie. Once again, class secession in this motherfucker. I keep it all the way 100. I give the fuck what you think, what your mama think, and anybody else listen. I could do this fucking show without one fucking caller, even though please don't hang up, I love y'all. But I could just come in this motherfucker and rant for 2 hours and play music. Of course I like it when my people call 347-934-0966 and hit fucking number one when they want to talk to me. I love that. I love interacting with the people. But I'm just saying, before I goddamn be a punk motherfucker and change what I think, for the rest of you sensitive motherfuckers out here, I kill myself. That ain't what the fuck this show about. Let's make that shit perfectly clear. Moving right along. Wanna welcome everybody on the line. Got a couple people on the line off the top. You feel what I'm saying? Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm gonna go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. For those of you who have never been to K100, before I start every show, basically I go through and I read a synopsis of what I typed up. The way I promote the show is through Facebook, MySpace, and text messaging. And I basically do a little bit of write-up like a blog. And this is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. This is a form of blogging. It's a form of social networking also. But keeping in essence with the theme of it being a blog, just a radio blog that you can actually interact with the people with, I always type up what would be a summary or a synopsis of what I'm talking about. So for everybody that's on the phone line for the first time, I do this every single episode. Every single episode. All 89 of them have this. And if you go to my show page, you can read the description of everything that I'm going to be talking about, what it entails before every episode. If, you know, whether you want to catch the show or not. So that being said, let me go ahead and read it. Okay, I'm reloading. Episode 89. Hindsight is 2020. All right? And so I go on. Mistakes are an inevitable part of living. From the moment that we are born as imperfect beings, we will eventually become and continue to be until we fucking die, we will make plenty of mistakes. So make no mistake about it. We are imperfect. Theoretically, time travel is impossible. But if it was, I know there are tons of things that we as a race and as just human beings will go into the past and change if we could. We probably give our last dime. Billionaires would give up their fortunes to do it, probably. At the same time, there is the theory of the butterfly effect. And I know you've seen the movie with the dude from Punk. It's kind of basically so much saying this. It essentially says that changing something in the past, even the smallest thing, could have major ramifications in the future and could make matters worse. So, for instance, let's say you go back and change the moment you met your baby mama or your baby daddy. Well, now your child is never born. But that child was the reason that you became more responsible and settled and grew up quicker than you had to. So instead of you trying to be a responsible parent and looking out for your kid, you live a wilder life, a little bit longer. You're off the chain a little bit more, a little bit longer. And instead of saying, man, if you're a guy, fuck it, man, I can't trap no more, man. I got to think about my shawty. And you give it up. Or if you can't goddamn stay at home and watch your kids, you out there hoeing a little bit longer, you could catch a case or catch a disease or even worse because you didn't have that kid to worry about. So let's be clear. Before I ask you the main question of this show, you got to keep in mind that just because you change something doesn't necessarily mean that you will in fact come out even better on the flip side of it if you change it. Think about that. So before I ask you this first question, I want you to really consider. How fucked up, how bad is your shit right now? Would you really literally want to go back and change anything? And so, I'm going to ask you this very first question, all right? If you could, would you go back and change anything about your life? Now, once again, would you go back and change anything about your life? Now, pump your brakes before you move on. If you answered yes to this question, then what exactly would you change? And one more time, you can only pick one thing. Can't go back and change this, that, this, that. No. I'm giving you the chance to change one thing for all the years you've been on this earth. And once you go back and change it, it's going to have ramifications. It's going to change inevitably everything else about your life. So you have to keep that in mind. See, one thing about life that I want to make sure that I get across and reiterate before I finish this synopsis, I'm going to go ahead and finish it. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and finish this, and I'm going to bring up that point. Okay. I conclude after I say that. So the first question is, you can only pick one event. Would you change it? And if so, what would you change? Okay? Now, you must keep in mind that you have no clue what will happen to you or the people that you know and love if you do this. Once again, when you change something in the past, it's not going to affect only you. It's going to affect everybody around. Everybody that you met as a result of said change, you have to think about these people. Okay, let me school you, motherfucker. Okay, K100 is an off-the-chain show. We talk about fucking and oral sex and all kind of shows. I got 100 of them almost, and I'm almost there. But I don't think for a second that I think about the same repetitive shit all the time, okay? I'm going to make you goddamn use your brain a little bit every now and again. This is one of the episodes, but we're going to have a little fun with it. Now, what do you think would change about your life if you elect to do this? All right? If you go and change the event. Like I say, the question may seem easy, but when you think about it, we have made so many mistakes. Only be able to pick one is no easy task. But again, hindsight is 20/20 vision, right? It should be clear, but not so much. I thought about it earlier today, and I still haven't even came up with my own fucking answer yet. And I wrote this shit. Now, of course, you could change not sleeping with that one horrible nightstand, that horrible one-night stand in college. You could go back and say, that guy I fucked when I was fucked up at that frat party. I don't want to do that. Okay, yeah, if you could go back and change the one event in your life, that's what you're going to waste it on. You're going to elect to do that. That one thing out of your whole life, well, you've led a pretty fucking simple life. My life is a little more complicated, motherfuckers. Okay, now, that's the question, all right? And plus, also, once again, it's Smashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100. Your chance to vent and get some shit up off your motherfucking chest. Don't forget that. I won't let you forget. All right? Now, before I go to the phone line, I see one person already got their hands up, 850. I'm going to go to you first. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. You're tuned in to the realest and trillest Blog Talk Radio show. You feel me? We keep it 100. K100 Internet Radio. Raw and uncut. We're going to take you there tonight. We're going to make you use your brains a little bit. We're going to get it a little deep, but we're going to have a little fun with it. Before I answer this first phone line, I want to remind everybody what I was about to say. When you change something in your past, you must take into account that it will, in fact, not only affect you, it will affect everybody that you met in life, all right, from that point on. So, before you hit the number one on your keypad and tell me, you wish you would have never fucked this person or that person, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you had fucked or met that person, and that person was how you met Jane Doe, John Doe, and Jill is currently one of your best motherfuckers, well, in fact, you cannot take that one away. All right? Do you get it? Are you following me, people? Because I see a couple people had their hands up, and then they put their hand down simply because maybe you want to think about that. Because I wrote this shit at 11 o'clock this morning and posted it up and sent it out, and I thought about this shit all fucking day, and I still can't think of the one event, because every time I think of the one event that I really want to take back, it forces me to X out people in my life that I've met as a result of that act, even though I wish I would have never did that particular one. You can't have it both ways tonight, okay, 100 Internet Radio. You can't change the one thing without it affecting everything else that sprung off from that one event, from that one chance meeting. All right? So I want you to think about that. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. It's also Smashing Motherfucking Mondays, and I'm going to my first caller. I've already mashed CNN for firing Sanchez, for being sensitive motherfuckers, acting like you can't say nothing wrong with Jews. I'm about sick of that shit. Motherfuckers so scared to say something about Jews, but the motherfuckers ain't scared to go over there and roll from the motherfucking Palestinians and gas they motherfucking ass like they so motherfucking holy. Don't get me started. That's too serious. Y'all ain't ready for that conversation tonight. Hey, 50-319, what's popping with you?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Shay?
Oh, ain't a whole lot. Ain't a whole lot.
Well, thank you for calling the show. Right. Thanks for calling the show.
You're
welcome.
Appreciate
it. Of course, you know, this is my homegirl Shay says she's on the line. She's one of the K100 faithful. Calls the show pretty much every night. You know what I'm saying? You get priority phone answering ability.
You know I got to call and support.
But I got a lot of people on the line so far. Yeah, I got a couple people already. All right, and we're going to be spinning some new music tonight, too. Mommy Nooney Jr. sent me some songs. I'm going to play some of his shit also.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, he be having some wild shit. I am, Nooney, I'm not playing the ludicrous off the chain shit. Like, what's the one my homegirls played on the show? Pussy Wet or something. Nooney be having some off the chain songs. I'm going to play one of the songs outside. He got some serious shit. I'm running that tonight. I'm fucking with it, though. I like the song. I'm going to play it. Now, Shay.
I'm right here.
Of course, you know, before we get into it, you got anybody that you want to mash the motherfucking Monday?
Yes, I do. Oh, my
well,
goodness.
Go ahead.
How about let's mash Comcast for having
Comcast
me on hold again?
I mash Comcast any day of the week because them punk motherfuckers, I swear, man, first of all, they're a fucking monopoly.
Yeah.
They watch the fucking Microsoft. And you ain't got nobody else to call. They the only motherfucking game in town, them punk motherfuckers. Yeah, they be fucking up my show sometimes, man. Sometimes my internet just go out in the middle of my show and shit. And motherfuckers be on the line like, what the fuck, making me look bad and shit. So, yeah, I got no problem mashing them motherfuckers right there. That's another company I hate.
Real good.
Yeah, I can't stand the motherfuckers. And they always late for appointments. And they always tell you they'll be here in between now and now and then come at the end of the... All kind of
shit. Now and never? Yeah.
Yeah. I can't stand the motherfuckers. I will, in fact, have no problem with mashing Comcast. Now,
thank you very much.
Mash, no problem.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's go ahead and get to the task at hand. Welcome, everybody. Everybody's raising their hands. I see Keith next, and then I see Michigan Girl. All right, and I got a couple more people on the line, so I'm coming down the line in that order. Okay, Shay, you heard the synopsis. You on the line. Okay, so obviously the first question is, would you go back and change anything about your life? That's the first question. Would you do it?
Well, you know what? I have done a lot of things, made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I've done a lot of things, not a lot of things, but a few things that I'm not too proud of. But all in all said, I think all of that made me who I am. And if I change one of them, I might not be who I am right now. And I like who I am right now, so I wouldn't change anything. There's no one event or one thing that I would change. If anything, I might change... I might spend more time with my family. There's times when I could have spent more time with my family and I didn't. I think that's the only thing I probably would change. I mean, knowing now what I didn't know then, I might spend that extra little bit more time with my family.
Mm-hmm. So there is no life-altering event that you wish you could take back. Not one.
Nope. There's two things that I really probably want to change, but when it comes down to it, I would never change it because both of those two things made me who I am. And I would not give anything up for that.
Interesting. I wonder how many people are going to say that tonight. I wonder how many people that's already... I got five people raising their hand. I'm coming down the line. I see you, Keisha F. and 843. I'm coming down the line. I'm going in the order that people hit their hand. And welcome everybody else that's just listening. I wonder how many people are going to actually say they don't want to change shit. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know, because I thought about it all day. I know it's, I'm literally, people, I've been thinking about this shit all day. And I know it's some shit that I want to change, but the shit I really want to change, I don't know. I don't know if I really,
It will change everything about you.
It may not change everything about me per se, but it will stop me from, in fact, having certain people in my life. You feel me? And I got to think, is my life so bad right now that I wish I never met these people?
See, that's how I feel
that's
about
the question.
It. I mean, it's like if
that's
I change those two events, well, one of them might not ever happen. It might have changed, like, who I am inside, but it wouldn't affect anybody else, I don't really think. But the other one, I think that it would have changed. I probably wouldn't know some of the people
could you,
I
could
know.
You, Could you?
No, I can't tell you. No, I can't tell you.
You can't tell me?
No, it's no. One of them has to do with a sexual indiscretion, and another one has to do with a personal choice I made a long time ago that if I change, then it would change who I am entirely. So. Okay.
Well, that's cool. That's all right. You can't tell the internet world everything. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
This is, of course, the first time that you have clammed up on K100. But I give you a pass. Shay.
I give you a pass. You know what I mean? I keep it 100, but, you know,
This is out of 89 episodes, this is the first time you ever really decided and opted to not say. I will, in fact, let you slide. I'm letting Shay slide, everybody. I'll kill myself for it, but I won't kill Shay. Now, you only get one pass, Shay. You know any time, and next time I ask you that, you got to answer the question.
You know what, though? It ain't going to be no more time, because that's the only thing. I mean, just that, if you hadn't brought up what would you change, then that would have never came up.
Okay. All right. I understand that. I dig that. Okay, so, well, I guess I can't ask you the other questions because you actually opted out. You feel me? You actually opted out. I'm hoping everybody doesn't do that, but you opted to not change it, you know? And so I guess you like who you are or whatever, so nothing was that serious. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller because you already did your mash and all that, and I got a couple people raising their hands. So I'm going to go ahead to the next person. Stay on the line, though, because you know we're going to keep the music up and have the after party if everybody's still here and all that. And you could also hit the number one if anybody says something that you want to chime in on, all right?
Okay. I'm going to take my hand back down for now.
All right. All right, next up in line, we had Key.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening, Key? What's popping with you, babe? Thanks for calling me. What's going down?
I'm going to be quick like Shay because I think about stuff like that all the time. Like, if I could change something in my life, and I wouldn't change anything. Like, I've had some terrible things that happened in my life, but all in all, you know, I can't complain. I can't really complain about where I am right now, who I am, and, you know, I'm good.
Right. So I hope this, damn it. Now, I thought people would have a whole bunch of shit they want to change, but now I'm seeing everybody's having a tough time with this damn topic just like I did today because I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and give mine in a little bit. I just want to hear what other people have to say. But so there's not one single thing about your life that you wouldn't change. Not one thing.
I can't even, like, think of anything that I would want to change. Not even one thing because everything that I would think of, it led to something else that's like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? I didn't turn out so bad either way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always a lesson. I always look at life as a lesson to be learned. So as long as you learn something from it and don't keep repeating the same thing, you do it.
Okay. It's funny because you always hear people. See, this is one of those shows where you have, and you think you know people, you think everybody would love to have a time machine and be able to go back and start over from here and fix all this shit and change. But now, I have the show and nobody wants to change shit. Nobody wants to.
But I think about this type of stuff all the time, though. Like, if I could change this, would I? I'm like, nah, because if I would change this, then that would have happened. Because I think about it anyway. Like, I think about all the ripple effects.
Right.
Everything. Like, I could say, well, you know, my oldest daughter, you know, that shouldn't have happened. But then again, she might grow up and be somebody, you know, great. You never know.
Right. Okay. All right.
I just think everything happened for a reason.
Okay. I feel that. Now, of course, you know, once again, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Okay, 100. Yeah. Anybody you want to mash today before we move on to the next caller?
I don't think I have anybody to mash today. I don't think I have any matches today.
Okay, so you basically have a perfect life.
I mean, not a little perfect real life.
Everybody's just fucking, you make me fucking sick. I'm killing all you perfect motherfuckers today that have nobody to mash. Your job ain't got on your nerve, your baby daddy.
My job always
get
on my nerves. I would mash them every day of the week.
Well,
every day of the week. I would mash them every single day.
Well, then you do
a freaking retard.
If you have to mash them every Monday, I don't care.
That's
you're
like beating a dead horse.
Of course, we will beat the motherfucker to death. That's what we do over here.
I don't like those people up there.
All right. Well, please hang. I hope the show doesn't go like this. I hope everybody doesn't just say their life is so great that they don't want to change shit. Damn it, man. I'm going to the next caller. Please stay on the line if you can.
All right.
If somebody says anything, of course, we're going to be playing some music tonight, all right?
All right.
All right, two down, and they both say they wouldn't change a damn thing. Interesting. Interesting. Next online, Michigan girl, then Keisha Elfton, 843. Welcome, everybody, to K100 Internet Radio. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into the show. You're on the show with K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 89, hindsight is 2020. Question of the night is, essentially, if you could go back and change some things about your life, would you? And you have to take it to, you have to take into account the fact that if you do that, there will be a ripple effect, and the decision that you make will, in fact, not only affect you and everybody around you, even people that you may love. I'm on the line with Michigan girl. What's popping with you, babe?
What's going on? What's good?
Thanks for calling the show.
Welcome back.
Can I do my mask
first? I really
got to
get something off my chest.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Uh-huh. I need to mask all these mamas, daddies, who the fuck ever, that can't control their badass kids running around at Walmart, getting on folks' nerves, and I almost got arrested because one of these little bad motherfuckers knocked my grandma down, and I was...
Damn! Whoa. Stop. Then the bad motherfucker knocked your grandma over?
Yes, it was this little fat-ass, and I ain't racist, but it was this little fat-ass Mexican boy. I seen him running up and down the aisle and his mama not doing shit. So I'm like, okay, we need to hurry up and get out of here. So I'm trying to help my grandma get her little things, and she on her little cane because today wasn't a good day. You know, it's getting cold. And so I'm coming back around the corner with her stuff, and I see this little motherfucker just running down the aisle, grabbing shit, and he ran right into her and knocked her down. His mama just standing there looking. I'm like, bitch, do you not see your badass kid? And you ain't saying shit. I was like, I'm finna whoop your ass and his ass. And then the police was there. He like, ma'am, if you threaten her, I'm gonna take you. I was like, well, you need to take her ass to jail, his ass to jail, somebody for assault. I was like, what the fuck? She can't control her damn child. So I need all these people to control your badass kids when you're in the damn stuff. That's...
Yeah. I'm going to go on record, and I'm going to go ahead and mash not only her, but the puss-ass motherfucking police for saying that shit to you.
Why?
You understand what I'm saying? Where the fuck they do that? You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But that's type of shit that they do. That's type of shit that the police do. You understand what I'm saying? I know you're going to sit here and try to make a big deal about the fact that I said that. But, motherfucker, I know you just seen this little bad motherfucker knock over my goddamn grandmama, motherfucker.
She might be 75 in January, and what? You ain't going to say shit? And the mama just standing there. She ain't telling the child to say, I'm sorry. She ain't saying she's sorry. She ain't like, are you okay? Just standing there like, ain't shit happened.
The bitch probably can't speak English.
No, she can speak English because when the police officer started talking to her, oh, she spoke good English.
Uh-huh.
Bitch just rude and can't control her motherfucking child. Okay, let me calm down.
Okay, I'm gonna go on record and saying that because you called K100 and you my folk, you should have went on ahead and mashed her ass. I'd have had something on your bell, shawty. I'm just saying. I got something on your bell.
I'm telling you, if my kids wasn't with me, it might have went down. But the kids was with me, and my grandma, she trying to calm me down. I'm like, no, what the fuck? It was crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy right there. That's way out of bounds. You know me. I'd have been fucked up because I'd have goddamn. I probably would have been doing too much talking. Not by my grandma. I don't even really play like that. Fuck a nigga. Fuck a bitch. Fuck a child, nigga. I slap a motherfucking kid by my grandma. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Who's here, nigga, and run through a nigga. They got a problem with it. Period. Point blank. But that's just me. I don't really do too much talking about my people like that. I get to fighting first and talking later. So I probably would have went to prison, jail, or jail. I got locked up. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as you happened, my nigga, my first reaction would have been to went over there and goddamn. Snatch this little motherfucker up and push his little motherfucker ass.
I was trying to get to him. He got away for like
I get irrational. Yeah, I get irrational.
I almost
like
snatched him.
Yeah, I get irrational like that. I got a kind of a quick fuse when it comes to shit, especially people like my grandmama and shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I react first and think later. I've done that before. So honestly, I'm just glad that wasn't me. I can't even lie. I'm glad
right.
It wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? Because I would have got fucked up. I'd have snapped. That tracker wouldn't have been able to calm me down. The police wouldn't have been able to shut me up, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I went ham. All right, but let me go ahead and get into the goddamn topic at hand, all right, so we can get to the rest of these calls, okay? But, yeah, that was crazy as fuck. Smash that hoe.
Yeah.
All right, now, would you change anything about your life? That's the question at hand, the very first question. Any of
it? Yeah. You know what? Like he said, I've thought about this time and time again, and I've played out all the scenarios. And my answer in the past would have been yes, but now that I've gotten older and I've played out the different scenarios and realized how things might be different in my life, then I would say, you know, although there are some things that I wish I had done differently, I mean, I don't think I've done anything, like, majorly, you know, that I just really, truly regret like that. I mean, I can't say that I would just change anything because it would change other things, and I'm not sure I would want those other things to change.
This is over. I'm really tripping off this show. April,
I mean,
three, you know
what?
Because
I
hear people all the time saying they wish they could change back and go back through time. I wish they had a time. You hear people use this shit all the fucking time. You feel
right,
me?
But
when you ask
is,
them now, it's nobody wants to say they want to change shit. I know it's something I want to. I'm just trying to pick one. I'm going to change something.
You know,
fuck that. I'm going to change some shit.
What?
I don't give a damn.
If I could change something like a situation or a time if I could go back and see how things would be different, then, yeah, there might be some things I would change. Or if I could change, like, okay, I had my son when I was 18. Now, if I could change and change my age but still have my same child, then I think I would change that.
No,
that's what I'm saying. And I know you can't do that. So then, no, I'm not going to change it because although I was only 18, my son is a good kid. I think I did a good job, you know, raising him, and then also he made me more responsible. He he definitely kept me out of a lot of trouble that I could have gotten into had I not had that responsibility and thinking in my mind, okay, I have a child I have to think about. I have a child I have to go home to because, you know, the things that I could have got into and a lifestyle that I lived for a little while that wasn't that good, and had I not had my son, I might have continued down that road and no telling what would happen. So I just can't say that I would, knowing what I know now and not knowing how it would turn out, there's not one particular thing that I can go back and say, yes, I would change this.
Right. I got my thing in mind, and now that I think about it, I think I do know where it's going to, and I'll share it with everybody about halfway through the show. I got a couple more people on the line. So, okay, we three callers in, and so far, everybody that has called this show has said they would not change shit. I was so ready. I can't even go to the second half of the questions because nobody has said yes yet. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got a certain set of questions that if you say yes, you got three more questions, but everybody's saying that they wouldn't change shit, which is kind of fascinating. It's kind of fascinating. All right, I'm going to the next caller. Please stay on the line if you can, okay?
All right.
843, you on the line. What's popping?
Blizzum! K100, what? I made it tonight. I am too excited about this. And, yes, I do want to mash somebody.
Oh, you want to mash somebody? Well, hold on. Let's go ahead and get the mash out the way. LL is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. I'm calling the show. Another one of my K100 loyal listeners. You feel me? Thank you. All right.
Oh, but of course. Okay,
but
so,
who do you want to mash? Who do you want to mash?
I want to mash my manager, okay? You know, in the trying to do good in life and be prosperous and all that good stuff, I decided that, you know, I was going to try to get out of debt this year. So I picked up a second job because it wasn't going as planned. So he said, we need to make a little money. So I picked up a part-time job. And you know how you got those managers who supervise? They don't supervise. They just supervise because they're stupid. And they just pretty much want to tell people what to do, but don't do nothing themselves.
Right.
So I'm looking at this lady because, you know, I got a baby face, so people think I'm 18 when, in fact, I turned 31 last Tuesday. Happy birthday to me. So this chick, now I've only been here, the GM of the job loves me for one, okay? So I think maybe she's feeling some type of way about that. And I've only been to this, I actually got a job and then I, you know, didn't stay and then I went back, but he never took me out of the system. So I think she's feeling some type of way about a little favoritism or whatever, but that ain't got, you know, you can't help that, you can't stop that. So the three times that I've had to work with her and just interaction with like a couple of hours, she's had something to say to me all three times. And I'm looking at her like, why are you talking to me? First time, first time, the regional manager was in the store, and I had my cell phone. I checked the text message, and she's like, yeah, so that's the regional manager over there. He's kind of big. You might want to put your phone away, or better yet, put it in the back. And I'm looking at her like, I met him before you did, and, yeah, it's really not as serious. So then the second time, and not to mention that she had came in like 2 hours late that day, and the regional manager was there, like, you really, for real, you need to be telling me something. How about you get a watch,
right?
So then Sunday, we were doing inventory, and she tells me, well, we got customers out front, and she tells me, well, nothing else can come out of the shop room. So, you know, I wouldn't really say nothing to her. But I turned around, I looked at her, I said, so what do you want me to do? Tell the customer we don't have the product?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, don't do that. Okay, well, then why are you talking to me? I got people waiting on me. Why are you talking to me?
So basically, mash your stupid ass manager in summary.
Yes. Yeah, mash her three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just for GP to make sure the bitch dead. Now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What would you change about your life?
Okay. Yes, this is a long, hard one right here.
First of all, would you change things? You have to answer the question yes before I can go to the second question. So far, nobody has said they would change anything. Everybody has just lived a life that they just not necessarily proud of, but don't want to necessarily change. Okay, would you change anything? That's the first question.
Okay.
That's it. You have to answer yes in order to answer the next question.
I know, but okay, listen. All right.
It's the yes or no question. Would you change anything?
Listen,
if so,
no,
yes.
Listen. Oh, listen. So, okay. I would change something.
What would you change?
Yes. Okay, that's a yes. I would change and it's hard to even say because I would change my relationship with the Lord. Like think I would have because I mean and okay, logically logically thinking,
Wait a minute, let me listen. It has to be an event, people. Changing your relationship
with
listen to what I'm saying. You have to change if you're saying you're gonna change your relationship with the Lord, when would you make this change? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
I
think I would have made a change. Like, I would have wanted it to happen way sooner in my life. Or wanted to continue to pursue it how my mom put it on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
wholeheartedly like that.
Okay, so then you would have wanted to do this earlier in life. So now you got to think about that. Had you have done that, you realize now that you have two kids that I know of and now I know you love. You do realize that if you had taken that path, you probably wouldn't have fornicated. Therefore, you wouldn't have two kids.
That's not necessarily true. And
That would absolutely change your life.
If you let me talk.
Okay, go ahead.
That's not necessarily true. Because just because I would have pursued a stronger relationship with him does not mean that I would not have fallen short and still had my kids. Because we are all sinners and we are all weak and we all fall short. The person that, you know, we look at as the almost perfect Christian, that person falls short. So that's not necessarily true.
You can't get mad because it's logical. You're trying to have to take it to a K-100 and you know we don't allow that. Now, listen to me. You know for a fact that had you wanted to be a true, at least tried and made the attempt, half of the shit you would have done that you wouldn't have done, you feel me, which is probably met your baby daddy and fucked him. You feel me?
I can't say that that's true, though, because as hard as I'm trying now, I still fall short.
If you would have done that, if you'd have had that in life, you would not have, your life would not have went down the path it would have. You would have not have the same two kids that you have right now.
Isn't our life predetermined? Aren't we living our life backwards?
I know for a fact that that wouldn't have you. Come on, we gotta be somewhat realistic about this thing.
We know now
if you were to change everything about yourself, you know that you would not have had, you would not have, the odds of you having the exact same path, you probably wouldn't even been, where did you meet him at? Did you meet any one of these guys in the club or anywhere secular that you probably wouldn't have been going had you been tighter with God? So therefore, you would have never have met them.
That's not true because I met one at church and one at school, so I would have been at school and at church anyway.
You still want to
You can't say that my change, my de- when you ask the question, it's wrong.
Okay.
You can't do that.
Well, fine.
I
will accept your answer with the fucking
Thank
side
you.
Note.
There's a side note. You
That's
can't put
bullshit.
A side note on my answer. It's my answer.
Because you're twisting. Listen, you're killing me here. You know for a fact that your life would not have been the same if you would have wanted to pursue a relationship
That's
with Don
That's not necessarily
early.
True.
Come on, man. Come on.
We are predestined to do what we're going to do.
I said if you could change something, it's not. You change
Okay. Well, go on to the next caller then, because I don't like you right now.
Fine. Please stay on the line, though. You know what I'm saying? 580-245, you're on deck. What's poppin'? You at K100?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What's going down?
Candy? What's Nothing. Yes,
what's going
I
up,
would
Candy?
Change. I would change something.
You would? Well,
yes,
well, first of all, let me go ahead and just give you a hand clap for making this easy. Damn it, LL. You're trying to make my show difficult. You got me going back and forth. Let's stick to the reality of the show. If you change this fact and you said yes, okay, what is it
I'm
you
not
going
to change it. Yes, I would. I would change my first time fornicating with a guy. Yes, I would.
You would change the first time you fornicated with a guy?
Yes.
Why would you change it? Because it was bad?
Because, I mean, we were both virgins, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't good. So, I mean, hey, you never know. If I would have got some good dick, I probably wouldn't be gay.
Okay. That's actually a really good point. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Now that you just put it out there like that, actually, that might have really determined, you know, the path that you chose.
I was already with a female then, but, you know, hey, you never know. I probably would have left her and continued to fuck, you know, fornicated with dudes.
Well, yeah, you were boring gay. You're one of the people that are, even though everybody who listens, look, people are gonna probably match me for like being hypocritical because I don't believe in being boring gay. That's just me personally.
Right.
I don't believe in that. You feel me? A lot of people they say that that's absolutely the case, but I still believe it's a choice. And this is K100. I pull no punches. This is just how I see shit. You feel me? Period,
right.
Point blank. I know a lot of people say they can be born that way, but I happen to wholeheartedly disagree with that. Now, you saying that you would have never fornicated with the guy, and that, let's say for instance, you go back and you do that, and it's great. What do you think would have spawned off from that?
Hell, you never know. I probably would have been, had a husband. You never know. Uh-huh.
So you regret, it sounds as though you, because you said
it,
as though you regret
I
being
I don't regret
gay.
It. I don't
you don't regret
think about
being
it.
Gay, right?
Right. I don't regret anything that I've done or that I'm doing now. You know,
okay.
But if I could change it, I probably would have got somebody with more experience.
And what if it would have changed you? What if it would have made you just be straight? You think your life would be
different? It'd probably be different, yeah.
Different,
it'd
but
be
better.
A lot different.
Better.
Probably.
The question is, better, maybe?
Maybe better, yeah.
Maybe a less hassle. I think gay people, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of a hassle being gay, if you want to be honest. I mean, I know it's kind of offensive. I don't really want to offend you. But it's kind of a hassle being gay right about now.
You think
that,
so?
You know, it's getting easier now. But what if this was like the 40s or some shit? It's like being black then. It's like just a hassle to be a nigga in the 40s in America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? It's a lot of shit. I mean, we change it now. You can move to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Move to the KTL,
North Carolina.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And life could be easier over in Buckhead. I'm just saying. I know. I'm just, realistically though. I mean, I just asked you that just because I wanted to hear your honest opinion. Do you think your life would be better if you wasn't gay? Because this event that you're talking about could have changed your life path, and you could have been straight, and then it could have been a lot of things, you know, persecutions and stuff that you've been through that you wouldn't have had to go through had you been living a straight life.
Well, see, I mean, my life, I mean, like I said, you could either be in my life or you can be out, take me how I am. That's just how I always used to put it. And, I mean,
right.
I haven't had, you know, thank God that I had the people around me and the friends that I had that accepted me for me being me, regardless
right.
of the decisions that I made. And, you know, I have, you know, artificial insemination, you know, I did the whole little artificial insemination thing. Hell, if I was with a dude, I wouldn't even have to spend that much money, you know. So, I mean, it's everything is, you know, but I'm proud, you know, I'm glad of the kids that I do have and, you know, the way that my life ended up. But, you know, if I could have go back, then I probably would have did it with somebody with more experience so I could say, yeah, I had some dick and it was just like this. But, shit, the dick that I had, it didn't do nothing but last 3 minutes. And
okay.
Then you feel like,
well,
okay.
I mean, you know what, wait a minute. That was the first time he got some pussy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, and that was my best friend.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and, you know, that was my best friend. And, you know, I did it with my best friend. So, hey, it is what it is.
I mean, it's not really his fault. It's the first time.
Right.
I came in like 3 minutes the first time. I'm a monster now, though.
People, you know, I get opportunities every day that comes to my door asking, but it don't matter.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's a good call. Now, before I go, do you have anybody that you want to mash before I go to the next caller?
Yeah!
I'll mash motherfucker Monday. K100 Internet Radio.
No, I don't.
You don't? You sure?
Yeah.
You living this little perfect ass life too, huh? Okay.
No, it's not perfect, but I don't have anybody that I want to match because, I mean, I could just tell them face to face instead of putting it out there on the radio.
Well, put it out for us, though. We don't know. Shit. So, I know you could do that, but I'm just saying, damn it.
Could I want to match? Let me see. My cousin.
Okay.
Let me see. I already told her this. If you don't like your man leaving statuses on my page, then you need to quit telling me to accept him as a friend and put him in check, and maybe you should lose some fucking weight and look good, and he wouldn't have to worry about going to other females' pages leaving comments on their pictures.
Damn it, man.
Yeah!
I don't know whether to mash her or mash you for saying your cousin is fat.
Yeah!
I don't know, but I'm going to go ahead and mash it for you. I don't know. That's kind of fucked up.
Hey, it is what it is. She know it.
What's
when
up,
you're walking around, then you know you need to lose some weight.
Damn it, man. Okay, all right. I take that. I'm going to the next caller. Stay on the line, though, okay?
All right.
You can. Thank you. 347-663, you're on K100. Welcome to the show. Let's talk. 361,
you
okay?
Can I just mash somebody real quick? I want to mash Miss Candy that you just let in. I breathe hard. I breathe hard and I'm super fluffy and fuck that, alright?
Wait, are you the cousin?
No, this is Candy Crush. This is Crush.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's happening, Candy Crush? What's going on? I gotta make sure you got your shit out, you feel me?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and skinny bitches all evil, you see?
Blog talk show called Afternoon Quickie. You feel me? Big up to them for that. You already hear the shenanigans that's going on over here, so you can imagine what their show was like. I was on it earlier, and I heard all kind of things about women eating pussy and shit. I don't know. It's out of control. It's out of control over there. If you want to go, before I go any further, I will allow these ladies to please go ahead and plug your spot and tell them where they can find you before I go on.
Oh, okay. Well, we on blogtalkradio.com/Candy Crush. That's K-A-N-D-I, Crush, K-R-U-S-H, one word. We're on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, and we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. with the quickie exposed, and we just talk about that grown folk shit. You know, we get it popping. We're on Facebook, Twitter. Just Google us, and that's all that good stuff.
All right. Now, let me go ahead and go on to the question at hand, since we already mashed skinny bitches and all that stuff. The question at hand is, would you change anything about your life?
Yes.
What would you change?
I would change my addiction to McDonald's and Burger King, so I wouldn't be this fat and out of breath when I woke up the damn stairs. Well, fuck y'all.
Oh, hush.
Hey, you know what? I ain't mad at that.
I'm just keeping it gangster because I'm a conceited bitch now, and I'm 400 pounds. So just imagine me if I was 125. What?
I'm a proud BMW.
And I'm a pretty fat bitch. Come on now, imagine me skinny. Y'all gonna know what to do with y'allself. Now we can't got shit on me. What? Bitch, go get me a donut. Not my big weight, bitch.
All right. You know what? I'll take that. You know, because first of all, that's a good thing. Besides the fact that you just want to hurt these hoes, it's better for your health. Let's just be real. It's better for your health. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Being overweight can cause health problems. So if that's something that you want to change about yourself, I by no means have any problem with that right there. And I will accept that one. Now I know for a fact that will absolutely change your life in a whole bunch of different ways. Probably, you know what I'm saying? You know, then again, the side effect could be that you could actually become a super evil bitch.
That will be a side effect.
She will be.
Listen to this, okay? Now, I've thought about this, and now everybody knows that when you're a big person, especially morbid obese like me, you know what I mean? The first option they want to tell you is that, you can have the surgery done.
Right.
Now, the surgery is a quick, fast way of basically losing half of your body fat within 6 months.
Right.
Now, like I said, right now I'm 400 pounds. So half of my body fat, I will still be thick in all the right places.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? And yes, they will pay for the surgery afterwards and all the other stuff. And I'm conceited now and I'm 400 pounds. There's no bitch on there that can tell me nothing. I don't give a fuck who they is or how little they do eat. I eat like a skinny person. I'm big as a housey. I kiss my black ass. Okay? So if I feel that way now, just imagine if I was half my body weight. It would be, nobody's going to tell me nothing. I can kiss my stiletto and I'll keep it pumping. But that's just me. You can see?
Right. So
I probably won't have no friends, you know? Cause
right. Because you be fucking stuck up conceited.
I don't call it conceited. I don't call it being stuck up. I just call it being realistic.
Right. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, that's a good one that you want to change, but I can know it's undoubtedly changed a bunch of shit about your life.
It would.
Okay.
It would.
Please stay on the line. I got a couple more people raising their hands, so I got to get to them, okay?
All right,
ladies. Stand by. 361-288, you're on K100 Radio. What's popping with you?
Hey, good evening.
What's going on? Keisha F., you're on deck. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. You're rocking with K100 Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. We're in the building, you understand what I'm saying? Episode 89. Hindsight is 2020, and it's also Mashing Motherfucking Monday on the motherfucking show. Now, 361-288, what's good with you? And first of all, I guess, do you have anybody that you want to mash? You want to air anybody out before we get into the proceedings this evening?
Well, it's kind of a both. What I would change is like my mash. So,
okay.
So it's like you're getting a two for one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. I would regret riding that car earlier this year. And, okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I was riding with my baby father, and he threw out, let's say, some unwanted substance, right?
Uh-huh.
And we get pulled over.
Uh-huh.
They find it, and they think it's mine.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't say shit.
Whoa, wait a minute. I got to ask you a couple of questions. Everybody on the line, this is going to take about 5 minutes. Please stand by. Keisha F., you up next. 718, I think that's my homie game. I'm coming to your homie, don't leave. But I got to clear some motherfucking shit up. Wait a motherfucking minute. So you telling me you in the car with your baby daddy, right? You got a kid with this nigga.
Two, yes.
You got 2 kids with this nigga, okay. I got to ask you one question first. How many felonies does he already have?
He doesn't have felonies. He has like 5-mile-long misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm. But he's not a repeat felon, right?
No.
Okay, so that's the one thing. So that's the first reason why I'm cocking a motherfucking gun to kill this nigga. Because I see right now we're going to come to the conclusion that your goddamn daddy is a bitch nigga. But I don't want to goddamn overstep myself and jump ahead of myself. But I believe that's what we're going to end up coming around to. Now, before we determine that this is in fact a bitch nigga, and we kill bitch niggas on K100, I got to ask you this, all right? He threw the work out the car, got pulled over, the police said it was yours. How much was it?
How much was it?
I mean, was it a kilo of dope or was it an ounce of weed? What was it?
Like half an ounce.
A salt?
No.
A weed?
Hell no. Yeah.
A weed? Okay, so now we're getting closer to determining that you got a bitch ass nigga for a baby daddy. Because a half a motherfucking ounce of goddamn weed is at best, a B misdemeanor at best. Depends on what county you in. Now.
Right.
So there's really no reason this nigga's, there is no excuse for this, even if he was a felon and it was a kilo of dope, because that let me know that you won't even, I ain't got to ask you the question of would you stand up when it come down to having a snitch on a nigga, because I already know you's a bitch nigga. Now, and I also want to mash him, let's just start getting that off the rail. Start beating this nigga. I was going to skip that and just get to killing this nigga, because this nigga's ill. So they pull you over, they find the weed or whatever, get you out the car or whatever. When they ask whose it is, did he say anything or did he say it was yours? Or did he just act like it wasn't either one of y'all?
He acted like it was neither one of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So when they tried to put it on you, did you in fact get charged with it?
Yeah, I got charged.
Okay. Bitch nigga! How you gonna sit there and let your baby mama take the motherfucking goddamn half an ounce weed charge, nigga? I can see it, they just saying, fuck it, they ain't gonna say it's neither one of y'all, but since they gonna go ahead and put it on you, and then how you just, okay, I'm mashing them.
Yeah!
And I will in fact allow you to goddamn, I'll let you even go back far enough to say goddamn, do you love your kids?
Of course, oh.
So we can't go back and just goddamn it change the fact that you met this bitch nigga. We can't change that. That's too much, because then you ain't going to have the baby. And you love the babies. We love the babies. Here at K100, we love the babies. All right? That's why I couldn't change the fact of me ever meeting my baby mama as much as I motherfucking wanted to pick that one. My daughter's mom. But that would, in fact, take away my baby girl. I couldn't do it. Okay? That was one of my close final, but at the end of the day, I'm going to not have my baby girl. I couldn't do it. Many issues I had with her mama, I can't do it. Because that would, in fact, take my baby girl away, so I'm going to have to goddamn go through that. All right? I got to eat that. Now, so since you love the babies, we can't take away the fact that you met this bitch nigga.
Yeah!
But I will, in fact, mash the fuck out this nigga 5 times.
Yeah!
And double tap to the dome, make sure you're down. I understand totally why you wish you would have never got into car with this nigga. You can't take away the fact that you fucked with him and you had a baby by a bitch nigga. But you can't change the fact that you got a car with that nigga that day. And I will allow that at K100 Internet Radio. I will allow you to take that event and change it. Now, have you went to court about it yet and anything?
Yeah, I'm on paper.
Wow. Man, I gotta ask you this. Does this nigga even give you anything on your fine or anything? Anything like that?
Oh, fuck yes. I make sure of that.
Uh-huh. So he does pay the fine and shit and all that. Did he bond you out? Did you go to jail?
Yeah, he bonded me out hours. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh.
Right. He's still a bitch nigga. He's still a bitch nigga. I can't let him fly. Yeah. He's still a bitch nigga. I cannot let this nigga get away with letting his goddamn baby mama. Was the baby in the car? Please tell me the baby wasn't in the car.
No.
Okay. Because if the nigga would have let you get locked up in front of your goddamn kids, I mean, really though, where they make these niggas at? Where are you from again? What is 361? Where is this at?
Texas.
Texas. You know, I know a lot of trill niggas from Texas. I didn't even know they made niggas like that in Texas. I gotta call homeboy Mike and ask him about the scenario. My homeboy from Fort Worth, I gotta ask him what's up with that. He would agree with it. I should, in fact, mash this nigga. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling the show, baby. I will, in fact, say, yeah, if you can change that event, that's worth changing. You can't take away the fact that you got a bitch nigga for a baby daddy because you goddamn can't change the fact who your kids' babies is. That would change everything. But I will allow you to take that bullshit event back, and I will, in fact, once again, before I go, yeah, mash the punk ass baby daddy. Damn it, man. All right?
All right.
All right, thank you. Please stay on the line if you can. We got a couple of people raising their hand, and we'll have the open forum at the end of the show, and we're going to play some music, all right? All
right.
All right. Wow. Where they do that? I got a people raise their hand from that story. They probably want to chime in on that bitch, nigga. Ah! This nigga's ill. This nigga actually let his baby mama catch the charge. Nigga, this nigga gay as fuck, man. All right. I see my homie goddamn game is on deck next. And first, we got to go to Keisha F. Keisha, what's poppin', baby?
Nothing much. What's going on?
What's going down? One of my K100 faithful listeners. Thanks for coming back into the show. Game, you up next, homie. All right, Keisha. First of all, it's Mashin' Motherfucker Monday. Yeah! Let's hear it.
Uh-huh.
Let's hear it. Well, what you want to mash?
First, I want to mash the chicks in the club that come out looking like hoochie mamas and it's freezing cold outside. Seriously, cover up your goodies.
You know, Keisha, I will, in fact, mash it for you. What a side note. The side note is, we ain't mad at them. Only you females got a problem with this. But niggas don't give a fuck about that shit. If them motherfucking bitches want to get in the goddamn line and shiver for a little bit, make them nipples get nice and hard before they get in the motherfucking goddamn club and shit. You understand what I'm saying? Me personally, nigga, I'm all for it. Please, by all means. Go ahead, baby. Rock that shit.
Because those other thirsty chicks, because they're
going
to be in there freezing cold because they ain't got no room in their pockets or no little handbag or nothing to carry their little money. So they're going to be the ones after you asking them to buy them drinks. Oh, I'm so cold, I need something to get me warm, boo. Yeah, go ahead and get caught in that.
Well, they can ask all they want to, nigga, but you already know what it is with Blizzard on that. I don't do drinks in the club for random bitches. Nothing.
Okay.
I don't do drinks in the club with random bitches.
But you'll be walking up to them, oh, girl, I like what you got on. And she'll be like, ooh, boo, I'm so cold. Yeah.
Okay, now we all in there, and I know you. You my people, you feel me? And I know you kind of like that. I may know you from work. I may know you like that, you feel me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If we really vibing and we've been kind of conversating for a while or whatever, then I won't talk your head off and I goddamn shoot you something. But just going up, what's up, baby? Let me buy you a drink. Worst song ever made. Kill yourself. Kill yourself, baby, for that fucking song empowering these goddamn broke bitches. Now. Okay, Keisha. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for you. I ain't got no problem.
Making this dog on barbecue so good.
Why would I mash for that? Let me get my round of applause.
I'm just saying.
All right, so would you change anything about your life?
Yes.
Episode 89. What would you change? Give it to me. What is it?
The one I would change that would be life-altering, because, I mean, just like everybody else, you know, everything that I've gone through has made me who I am. But the one thing that I would change that is life-altering would be I would have gone away to school after a year at Gulf Coast like I should have. I should have just left this place instead of sticking around. That's the only thing I would have done differently.
So you would have went ahead and went to college instead of just bullshitting, right?
Well, no, I went. I just didn't go out of Panama City. That's all.
Oh, you would have changed schools instead of going to a local college. You would have went somewhere else, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, I can accept that, though, because that is life-altering. Now, the question I must, in fact, ask you, because I know you didn't think it was going to be that easy.
No.
Do you have any friends right now that you met at Gulf Coast?
Nope.
You don't have one person that...
Oh, the friends that I met out there, yeah, I have them. But the friends that I have...
Whoa. Wait a minute. You said you had some friends that you did meet out there that you're friends with, right?
Yeah.
So you do know that if you don't do that, you would never have met them. Are you okay with X those people out of your life totally?
Yeah.
So then, let me mash you. Yeah! Your mistress of the fucking word playing, Keisha.
You can't really mash me.
You are misusing the word friend. You meant associate. You meant associate. You didn't mean friend.
I met associates. I didn't meet any friends out there. I mean, okay, there's people that I know, but.
Girl, I just wanted to say it because I don't want to get rid of any of my true friends. You feel
right.
me? There's been some
right.
like there's been life altering events where it ends up having me meet two of my close friends, and if that shit never had happened, even though it was some gangster shit and people got killed behind it, had it not happened, I wouldn't have became friends with about two of my friends right now. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want that. I don't want to change that event, even though somebody lost their life. Because had that not happened, I wouldn't have became cool with these niggas, and these are my motherfuckers. You feel me? So I can't change that event.
Yeah.
So basically, you didn't have any friends that you made there. You just got a couple associates from there.
Yeah, a few associates. People I can live without.
All right. Well, if it's somebody that you can live without, fine. I will, in fact, accept it. I'll take that. Okay.
All right.
Stay on the line, all right?
All right.
And we're down to 718. I don't know if he can still talk because he put his hand down. Gang.
Yeah.
What up, homie? What's poppin', man?
What's up, man? Chilling, holding it down, listening in.
Right. Well, you see what it is, my nigga. You feel me? You already know how it works. So before we get into the goddamn questions, homie, and of course I'm going to let you shout out your show and everything and all that. But do you got anybody that you want to mash, a.k.a. air out is what you like to call it, on Tuesdays, and we'll get into that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to air out my baby mom, you know, my youngest son, Success Mom.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? She's like I want to air out just on the strength of always trying to go against the grain to try to satisfy herself and using my son as a pawn.
We always want to match baby mamas that use their kids in any kind of way, shape, or form for any kind of retribution or punishment to the father.
Yeah!
That's an automatic mash on K100. All right? Automatically, we mash niggas who don't goddamn do shit for their kids whatsoever.
Yeah!
Not what the fuck the crackers tell you you ought to be doing, but at least try and do something, nigga. And we mash baby mamas who use their kids as leverage against their baby daddy automatically. Okay, 100.
Yeah.
Both of you motherfuckers get it on the show. Now, what does she do? She just tried to do some bullshit or what?
Nah, she cut my son's hair. You know, I've been a barber since I was like 11, but she did that shit out of spite because as a barber / cosmetologist, I know everybody that does hair. Anytime I get them, anytime I see them, he get fresh is done. Whether we in a car, if I'm going by, whatever, I got
right.
a female with me that's going to blast this hair off. So she ain't really had no reason for doing that. And if she really was going to cut it, she should have made sure he came to me to get it cut.
Oh, I was in fact. Hey, hold on. Stop right there. I'm going to tell you right now, that could have been me. You feel me? Because I would have went ham. First of all, my nigga, it's a big thing. Because I cut hair too. You might not know that. But I cut my son's hair, my brother's hair, and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a professional barber, but I've been doing it so long, I blend with the best of them. I just don't do it for a living because I don't really like doing it that much enough to do it for a living. But I cut my own son's hair, some of my friends' hair, and shit. And it's popping. You feel me? I just don't want to do it for a living. With that being said, if my motherfucking son, mama, because my son had long braids and shit up until he was almost two, if she would have took this to anywhere else other than me, to cut this nigga hair, nigga, it would have been a motherfucking problem around this shit. Problem, nigga. Problem.
Oh, yeah,
problem.
I feel you. I feel that's why, you know, all I can say really is you're always accountable for your actions. Remember, right about now, I just said I'm a barber, you know what I mean? And I do videos now, so we're going to have some good footage up on YouTube, and we're just going to show you how she lives, and we see where it go from there. I let the people be the judge, because I used to get in trouble for all that shit, so I let the people judge it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing bad, just her actions that you possibly living, you know. Let's see what the people got
you
to say.
Put baby mama on blast?
I got one up there already. They act like a fool, I'm gonna show the world.
Damn it, man. I don't know, game. I guess I don't know if putting the baby mama airing around is one thing, but putting video footage up, you might be stupid to her level. We got to be the bigger man. You don't think so? You going to say, fuck it.
I'm going to put it to you like this. If I did what I was on my regular, I wouldn't be on the radio with y'all now. So
I'd rather
do that like that and take it nice and easy with it. Ain't nothing, you know, sexual or nothing like that. Just
right.
Know how they talk and act when you're around. I'll put that camera
right.
up, son.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, actually, that's a better alternative than going to jail for goddamn man or ass.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Okay, I guess, however you handle it, I guess that's better than goddamn catching a case, though, real talk. But that was some bullshit. I ain't got no problem asking her about that. Nigga. I wish my motherfucking baby mama would have let another nigga cut my son head the first time, nigga. Yeah, would have been a problem. Would have been, I might have, I don't know telling what I did, but I would have probably snapped. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's go ahead and jump to episode 89. Hindsight is 2020. You feel me? What would you change, game? You could change one event in your life. And keep in mind that it has ramifications, good and bad. You know what I'm saying? You may, it may actually alter the other people that you ended up meeting as a result of said event. Is there anything about your life right now that you would change?
I think if I had to change something in my life, I think I might have been nicer to my first baby mom. I think I would rather have a little bit more patience with her.
Right. Right. Do you think that by doing that, that you and her would have stayed together? Would you still be with her or something?
Yeah, more than likely. Just a little bit more patience, you know what I mean? A little bit more tolerance. She probably would. We still be rocking and rolling.
Right, right. And obviously that's what you want then. You must want that.
Nah, not even. It's just like, you know, when you get older, you think about it. I used to be running wild and stuff, and I used to be, you know, the streets move fast. So when you get home and anybody not following that regimen or order, you kind of get abrasive with them. So, you know, if I had to change anything, I might have came home and left whatever went on outside, you know what I mean, not let it deal with my mental status in the house.
Yeah, that's a part of growing up, though. How old were you then?
I was like in my 20s.
Right, right. That's a process. That's a part of growing up. You feel me? Had you in fact met her later on in life, you probably would, now that you see that you can't bring the shit from the streets home, and you know that now because you a grown man now, you older, you feel me? You know, you learn from life experiences. Now, think about it. Think about it, gang. You got to think about this part of the question. Had you not done that, had you not went through that, maybe that life lesson of learning that, you know what I'm saying, you kind of did the first baby mom wrong and she was a quote-unquote good chick or what have you, that regret of losing her actually made you realize that you can't do that for the next person, and it actually made you who you are today. So you sure you want to change that event?
I would change that event, being a little bit more smoother. You know what I'm saying? Because I tolerate a lot of stuff now that I wouldn't tolerate then, and it works a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. All right. I feel you. Excuse me. Yeah, I got something in my throat. I'm over here drinking fucking rock and shit. It normally goes down smooth. I don't know what puppy put in that one. All right. Anyway, go ahead and shout the show out, Game Hunter. Game Hunter has Game Hunter
yeah.
Music on Blog Talk Radio also. He has a show Mondays and Tuesdays. Make It Mondays for all you underground niggas trying to do this shit with the music and shit. And Air It Out Tuesdays, which is kind of like his version of my master motherfucking Monday. And he plays a lot of underground music. You know what I'm saying? He's got a lot of cats on deck. A lot of people call his show. You never know who's listening. Game, shout it out and tell them how to find it, homie.
Yeah, man. You can check me out on anything. Game Hunter Films, FILMZ. Send your music into GameHunterDVDMusic@gmail.com. We rock out every Monday and Tuesday at 11:30 p.m. Remember, if you sent me music, it's important for your fan base and your friends to call in and request that exact song that you sent to me or tag me on any internet entity so your song can be developed into the constant rotation. Because I can't play it if it ain't no fan base or nobody's asking for it.
Exactly. And with that being said, tune in, motherfuckers, okay? You feel me? One time, one shout-out, one time for my own Game Hunter for doing this thing with the show. You feel me? Shout-out to the afternoon quicker there on the line. I'm going to tag after the show. I'm going to put a Facebook post up about the damn show. And I'm going to tag the girl, the ladies from Afternoon Quickie, so you can be their friend on Facebook. I'm going to tag my homie Game Hunter so you can be his friend on Facebook and become friends with them, follow them, check out their show. I fucks with them like that, heavy. Co-signed by K100, motherfuckers. All right. Thanks, homie. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play music. It's already almost an hour and a half into the show and I haven't spent anything, all right? For those of you who don't know, but it's your first time tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, you understand what I'm saying? I do play music, you understand? This is the talk/indie music station, okay? We're going to get ready to run some music. I got a new song by my homie, Nooney Jr., you feel what I'm saying? I got some music from him, and I'm going to go ahead and play one of the songs I like. He sent me like 5 songs. And he got some wild shit on there. You feel me? But you know how I am. I like the kind of more serious joints where cats is getting deep. You understand what I'm saying? So me, personally, I'm going to spend one. He got a song called Rent Money Booty. Another one that the latest from Afternoon Quickie played today that I like. But I don't even have that one. But I'm going to play one of the other joints. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to play the joint Ride for me. You feel what I'm saying? I like it. I also like to tell you how I feel to Noonie. But I'm playing the joint Ride with me. This is my homie Noonie Jr. I'll tag him also on the K100 page so you can find his show and his music. You understand what I'm saying? Stand by. I'm going to run him and I'm going to run one other song. And we'll come back and we'll finish up episode 89. You dig? I'm reloaded, bitches. Noonie Jr., ride for me.
Man, it's dedicated to you. Always talking about what they done and what they be talking about. Man, worry about me and you. You know me, you say you want a nigga. You want a nigga?
You should like the rest of them die hoes that wanna suck and fuck a nigga. Let's say that I believe you. We'll see how it goes. But if it's one, y'all don't like them hoes. Drama out. What you gonna do when the show come? When the show come? When the hoes come? Yeah, you gonna ride for me. To you off in the past, ain't trying to feel all that, live the past, be the past, cause you be saying niggas run game, and niggas is slick, but I got holes for days, so why I gotta be slick, but if I like you, then I like you, I ain't gotta lie, you think that you a prize, cause pretty face and 6 times, well you a lie, the 2 million of y'all in my head, half of them finer than you, you think I'm tripping, and the same go for me, any nigga with back told me, because you fine as a fuck, I put nothing fast, I home and shit, a nigga gonna be a nigga, man. A bitch gonna be a bitch that's on a real man. But if you keep it 100, then baby girl, you the shit. And if I do the same, ain't no need to trip. I'm trying to have a good time, no need for fussing and all. And I wanna fucking make love to the sun come up tomorrow. You want a nigga? You want a nigga? Or you should like the rest of them die hoes that wanna suck and fuck a nigga. Let's say that I believe you. We'll see how it goes. But if it's one, y'all don't like the most drama out. What you gonna do when the show come? When the dough come? When the hoes come? Yeah, you gonna ride for me. At first you was tripping, lately now you been chilling. Cooking dinners, money spending, limos in it, smoking good. I'm a secondhand smoker, I respect what you do. I never fuck what you do. You don't rap and don't do shows, but I do. And I respect your mind, baby. You gon' be on as long as you respect mine, baby. A lot of people hate it, man, because we made it so far. Yeah, the most crazy, yeah. They never thought that letter, no, no, consider and so love. Well, that's how they feel. I know who I love, and I don't give a damn what they be saying about us. I ain't fucking them. You the one who lay up in my bed, and I'm the one who holds you down. No need to be scared. Yeah, you dog me, you don't dog me. I won't lie to you on a cool. No, they do you keep it deep.
Yeah. get on that POP. See it cash paper over pussy. Face the paper like a rapper. Geek. Car keys to the latest.
Germany,
right. Back, laughing, they hate to see. A nigga gallant and shining, escaping poverty. They giving me these pussies, got their PhD. Cause my neck is lit up like a Christmas tree. In the group, see how like a burgundy. Like Super Cat, they're not worried me. Think the OG, chase the pedigree. Put the cable on lock, got the master key. Think it's Lil Peach, you know he got the recipe. Respecting me, it's destiny. For me to be on top, feel the dynasty. Coasting the ride, strap on my side. Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's a day in the life, I can't see paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright. And coasting in the ride, strap on my side. Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's a day in the life, I can't see paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright.
Hell, I'm a martyr, a baller, a G. Just bring your revolvers when calling on me. Call up the free fly, off for the week. Got balls for the beat, got jars full of weed. And that Caprice just chillin', money to the ceiling. Haters all mad, cause I'm a rich villain. Bustin' and riding, resorts to survivors. We all be some ballers, we all talkin' lava. Got chalk for the line and outline them, they gone. Bitch, I'm in my zone, two bottles of Patron. Two models, I'm a bomb. I pass one to my mans, and when it comes to they friends, I'm 10 for 10, I went from Benz to Benz. All in one weekend, left my robe in the tray and never seen it again. I'm in the days on the road doing shows with the team. 20 and pop, the American dream.
They coast in the ride, strap on my side. Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's a day in the life, I can't see paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright. They coast in the ride, strap on my side. Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's a day in the life, I can't see paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright.
Niggas screaming nothing to it, they gon' shoot it, make them prove it. All that plotting got them ducking, dodging, now they so elusive. This is music, cause the thug, nigga, hear me lose it. Kamikaze when I do it, hear the beat, I just abuse it. My heart pumps up with the fluid, blood is flowing through it. Just like you, how you figure you're this biggest nigga stupid. Whatever, whenever you get chatter, you get better. No more check the double checker, so you want me to respect you. But I don't though, you still got a dumb flow, jumbo. Underground, never flew up, I'm still gung ho. Kill a fake, drop a pronto, don't need no tonto. Still the long ranger, call my angle with the punch though. I'm slum so, I'm good up in the hood when the sun's low. Night time's the right time for you to keep your gun low. I'm front row, no matter if these bitches in the condo or in the club, swinging when these pussy niggas come close.
They ghost in the ride, strap on my side. Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's a day in the life, I can't see paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright. They ghost in the ride, strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's a day in the life, I can't see paradise. Get money, rock ice, nigga, it's alright.
I'm a flow spitter, host, killer, animal, gorilla, real G, bully street, certified dope dealer, most killer, more bread, more jewels, more head. They say they wanna rob me, tell them fuck niggas to go ahead. Now more clips, more fists, more dick for your bitch. I'm so sick, focused, I ain't the one to fuck with. I pop off, go ham, go hard, go in. Get with the program, afraid that's a good gym. I get it, I flip it, stash it and spend it. The grills is the faces, the whips is the finish. Shopping three dealers, from L.A. to Venice. Blowing on that spinach, but I ain't Popeye. So I'm looking cock-eyed, top on my mouth ride. Ride on the south side, these fizz don't lie. So I'm looking cock-eyed, top low, my mouth ride. Ride on the south side, these fizz don't lie.
They coasting the ride, strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's a day in the life, I can't see paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright. Ain't coasting in the ride, strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's a day in the life, I can't see paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright.
Exactly, niggas. Yeah. I'm reloading. Welcome back to the show. Thanks everybody for hanging around, man. A lot of y'all hung around this time. That's why I'm fucking with y'all. That's why y'all my motherfuckers. Right. First joint was my homeboy Nudy Jr.'s joint. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna make sure I put a tag up on the post after this so you can become his friend on Facebook and follow him and check out his Blog Talk Radio show. Hey, man, us BTR motherfuckers is clicking up whether y'all know it or not. I don't know if y'all know that. We try to tell them, this is our own little goddamn movement and social network. We try to take over this media shit. We trying to kill, and I mean literally, kill FM radio. I'm on a fucking mission. I don't want to kill XM because I like XM radio, but FM and AM radio, we're coming for your throats, motherfucker. All right? So make sure you check out that link to his song, to him, friend him, and then from there, you can goddamn, you know, he'll tell you how to get to the shit. You understand what I'm saying? Also, I got my homegirls from goddamn the Afternoon Quickie on the line. I have my homeboy from goddamn Game Hunter show on the line, Game Hunter DVD music. Yeah, man. We'll mass be clicking up. That's what we got to do. And the more we do, I bring in listeners to his show. I send listeners to his show, blah, 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 whatnot, what have you. And we're becoming a syndicate in this motherfucker. You understand? And I like it. I like it. Episode 89. Hindsight is 2020. All right? Now, so far, and what we're talking about here, people, for everybody who just jumped on the line, 347-934-0966, by the way, is the number to call into the show if you're listening out there in www.world. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. I mean, that's the number to call the show if you want to talk to me. And it's okay, you know, if you can't afford goddamn Comcast high ass, yeah, this whole customer service ass, yeah, like somebody mashed earlier, then you can always call in to the show. If you can't afford at least a microphone, you a grown motherfucker. Maybe it's some a whole bunch of events in life you need to motherfucking change. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100. It's the name of the show. Once again, episode 89. All right? We're talking about hindsight could be 2020. I'm asking everybody that's calling the show, is there any event, if you could go back and change time or go back in the past and change any event, would you do it? Of course, you must keep in mind that changing said event has ramifications. Some may be positive, some may be negative, okay? There are going to be people that you met in life, friends, or whatever that you met as a result of said event that you would no longer know. You would never have met them or whatever. Before you say you curse the day you met your baby mama or baby daddy, well, think about how much you love your kids. Because when you change this event, we're assuming that you know you can't change it and act like it never happened. You're going to know that you got rid of your kids. You feel what I'm saying? You're going to know. You're going to retain memory of what was, okay? So the question is, do you feel like fuck your damn kids? Is the shit that you put up with your goddamn baby daddy, is it really that serious to the point where you wish you never loved and held and had your own goddamn children? Really? Well, then, of course, you can't add that event. All right? That's the premise. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, one of my other callers called in with some ludicrousness. LL, I'm mashing you for that. Yeah. Tell me if she would have got saved and loved the Lord in high school, she still would have been out there in the club, off the chain, fornicating and shit. I ain't answering the L. I see you, man. I'm not fucking answering the line, L. Because you know, that would in fact change it. Damn it. She going to hit it number one anyway. Damn it. What? 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 You're on the line. Yes, L. I said that you were in fact trying to twist my show.
No. Don't you be wanting me. Don't you be talking about me because you think I ain't on the line. Yeah, I'm at work. I had to go for a second. I come back in and there you go talking about me. Think I ain't on the line. I'm coming back. I'm always coming back.
It was coincidence. I thought you were going to hear it. I did.
I thought I was gone. I'm back.
Your number way down at the bottom. I didn't see it because so many people on the line and you were there. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yes. Talk to them. Stop talking about all stuff.
I'm fucking lying. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care, hell. I'm just bullshitting. I don't care. How about that? Yeah, I'm going to open up. Well, first of all, 347-934-0966. I want everybody to, who I haven't talked to, if you're on the line right now and I haven't talked to you yet, you feel me? By all means, please open up, please hit the number one. Because I got a couple of people, I got actually quite a few people on the line who maybe they're just listening or whatever and I haven't talked to them yet. You will be, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of people on the line, but some of them I talked to already. I want to make sure I get everybody that I have not talked to yet, okay? So if I haven't talked to you yet, by all means, please hit the number one. And, you know, when you do that, you jump up to the top and then I'll see you, okay? But until somebody else that wants to talk on the line and does, I'm going to open up. I'll keep your line open, L, but I'm going to open up The homegirls from the Afternoon Crush. I mean, the Afternoon Quickie. Ladies.
Yes, I'm still here.
How you doing? I'm just showing y'all some love. They had their mic line open, like, for me for a whole hour on the show today.
We love you.
They let me come in and co-host and everything. Now, ladies. Understand. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I know both of you said that y'all had, like you said, you had one event that you would change or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? And that's cool or whatnot. You feel me? Now I'm going to go ahead and get specifically.
Okay.
If you could take that, I'm going to, because we already went through all the calls, and of course, if you are just tuning in or you haven't talked to me yet, if you hit number one and you haven't talked at all or answered the first initial phase of the show, I'll come back to that for you and also let you do your match. Since we got so many people on the line and we got about 8 people who already talked and they may want to goddamn continue to conversate with me, I'm going to change it and make it more specific. Is there any, what's the one fuck that you can take back? Now, we already had one of y'all already say you want to take back the one guy that you slept with. You feel me? But is there anybody that you had sex with just randomly that you wish you could take back, and why is that?
Because
he's
my
stalker.
Yes.
Huh?
The bitch that farted in my face while we were fornicating. I wish I could take that back.
Okay. I got my homegirl LL on the line also. Her mic is open. My homegirl LL, ladies, was actually a DJ and a major radio station down in Florida where I'm from. You feel me?
How you doing?
Right, she's in film school right now. Also, obviously, working to hold another job down in order to pay her bills and everything.
Already.
You feel me? But she's in film school right now. She was actually a host on 107.9 down in Panama City. You feel me? She's doing big things. So I will let her mic stay open too because she's in fat media and she's done this on a larger scale. You feel me? Now, all three of you ladies, mics are open. Please, by all means, is there anybody? Now we're not talking about if it's gonna just. I'm talking about a bad fuck. Just give it to me, blood raw. The one lady that you could just take back, tell me about it and how was it. And I'll open up anybody else's lines who want to actually ask this question. Go ahead. Any one of y'all. All y'all mics is open.
Okay, so there's this one guy for me.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call him John Doe.
Okay. You can say his name.
John Doe.
But you can say his name.
I'm not saying his name. Because I don't... No. I'm not saying his name. Only you do that stuff. Only you name drop. Well, not only you, but I'm not saying his name. Okay, so he's a bodybuilder. He's into mixed martial arts or something like that, and it was my first experience with one of these guys. But obviously, these guys are more into all of that than they really are into sex.
Uh-huh. So...
And they just keep going and going and going. Like, they just keep fighting and fighting and fighting and... Yeah, I'm not really one of those all-nighter girls.
Preach, girl, preach.
So basically, he drugged your motherfucking ass. You got drug in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You could have handled the dick. What you mean?
I didn't get drug because it wasn't. No, I consider getting drug when it is just like off the chain and I just can't keep up, but it's really, really good. That's getting drug.
Right.
Yeah.
When it's just dry and boring and monotone like you just...
Yeah.
You having sex with a dry eye guy voice? No, that's not. Stay away from the mixed martial arts guys because they don't really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ladies. I mean, all my K100 ladies listening right now. I mean, the mixed martial art guys. You feel me? They all cut up and everything like y'all like them. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Y'all like
that,
guys? Oh,
that's
right?
False advertisement. Cause that's what got me. That's what got me. I'm like, ooh, look at the arms and
yeah.
Little
pee-pees. Fridge,
all them steroids don't do good with that stuff, you guys.
False advertisement. Had to learn the hard way, girl. I know that.
All right.
It stayed hard.
But it
literally
was learning the hard way.
Yeah.
I give you that.
I was just saying, it was a time. Like, I don't want you to go in 3 minutes, but I'm not trying to last 5 hours neither. I'm sorry. I'm going to dry up and get tired. And it's going to get off of me.
You just got to lick it until it gets back wet.
I don't like that shit either.
I'm going to sleep. I mean, it's like somebody ring the doggone bell.
Where's the bell?
Where's the bell?
He was in a match, right? He was in a tournament.
They last 10 minutes each round.
Fellas, y'all hear this shit?
Yeah.
Y'all hear this? Fellas, do y'all hear this shit? Do you hear this?
They don't want you to be three minutes, but they don't want you to be fucking 5 hours either. Yeah, hear that shit. I'm sorry.
Don't be three minutes.
So what's good? Why I got these ladies on the phone? And I see a couple people raising their hand. I'm coming to y'all. What's a good time, Link? You feel me? What's the average?
Really, I don't think there really is a time link. You know, if you're gonna, my thing is this: if you're gonna do a long time, like she said, it has to be enjoyable. You know what I mean? It gotta be where I'm not even realizing that 5 hours done passed. Because it felt so good. It, you know, I was doing so good. We was doing so much. And whew, and I was sweating afterwards and everything. And I'm just eyes rolling in the back of my head. I just fell out. I didn't even know what time we finished. I passed out.
Right.
That's what you need. If you're going to go home and you're going to go hard, then I need to pass out. And I don't even know what time we did it. All I know is we started at 1 and I woke up and the sun was shining. That's all I need to know. If you want to go long and hard like that. But if you got that New Yorker sex, I give you 45 minutes.
Right. So 45 minutes for mediocre sex. Right.
Mediocre sex, if you want to be on the average, if you want to be a regular dude, it's only two positions you're going to really do anyway, so I give you 45 minutes.
Well, really?
That's foreplay, that's eating, that's sucking, that's licking, that's all that. You got 45 minutes.
Wow.
Not even an hour. And yes,
you don't want nobody taking up too much of your precious time, I guess.
Exactly. I gotta go, man. Beat him and leave him. That's my motto, man. Beat him and leave him. Don't even fall asleep. Nigga, wake up. I gotta work in the morning. No damn well, I got no job. Fuck you.
You gotta be up before my kids go to school. You gotta go. You got my kids.
You got to excuse. I ain't got no babies. But if I did, they'll never know what's in that back room. That's my son. Shit, don't give me line. I put a tape recorder in that bitch and put it on the top. Nah, oh, that's my baby. You gotta go. Never know what's going on in that back room, boy.
Cause I know I have my son. I know, like, if a chick comes over, I have my son. I'll be like, if it's on the weekend, I have my son, cause he'll be up until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I said, before you go to bed, knock on my door and tell me you want to come in here and lay down in the bed with me, and he does it. Oh, you got to go. My son is coming. Nobody coming up, waking up in the morning when he getting up. Oh, no.
They say we terrible. You
can't even match her on that one. You can't match on that one. Our kids have to be our partners in crime.
Yes, they do.
Ella, you really going to sit here and co-sign the fact that she was involved in the baby?
Listen. Let me explain now. I have to. Now, I haven't had my kids co-sign and getting somebody out of the house, but I did have Natalia co-sign and getting me out of work early today. I told her to go to the nurse's office and play like a stomach was hurting, and we went over the whole plan before she went to school. So I'm like, baby, you need to do this stuff before 9:30. At 9:25, my phone rang. It was yes. I said, what?
I can't fucking believe the shit I'm hearing. You know what, man? Y'all, you know what I'm saying? We always get the bad rap, man. We always get the bad rap as the bad motherfucker. But no. I would never even fathom telling my child to call to fake a sickness for me. I'm the dog. Kill yourself, motherfucker. I'm exposing you, motherfucking females, for the demons you are.
Evil people.
It was a good cause. It was
no,
a good, I needed to go home.
Evil.
Edit
yes.
the documentary so I could get
oh
my first
God.
Broadcast credit.
Evil.
So I went home and
no,
did my
see, it's nothing even like that. It's nothing even like that. It ain't nothing like that shit. The kids gotta help somehow. Shit.
Okay, y'all saying it like it's just no. You know what? I'm gonna overslash the rest of these motherfucking women.
Listen, I don't have any kids, so I can't relate. But I'm not gonna.
I involved my little brother in it. Shit,
I don't have any kids. I can't relate. But I'm standing next to my sister's daughter. I remember I had to do shit for mama, so.
I'm going to stand next to my sisters on that one, though. Okay, stand by. Your tape recorder can call school. Stand by. Stand the fuck by. God damn it. I'm muting all they asses. All they asses is muted. I can't believe this shit. Okay, Key raised her hand, but before I go to Key, somebody from the 713 answered the phone. Stay on the line, Key. Let me take this caller because they have not talked yet. And then I come back to Key. I can't believe the conspiracy. I can't believe the fucking conspiracy. I can't believe the shit I'm hearing. Y'all hear this K100? And y'all talking about we the dogs, we the motherfuckers, we the cannabis. No, motherfuckers, it's y'all. Put the babies involved in all y'all. Madness. SMH, literally. SMH, literally. Damn it, man. And I see you, Michigan girl. You probably got a story to tell, too. This shit was, you know what? It's ridiculous. First 713. You on deck first. What's poppin'?
Like, man, you talking about marrying this nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
What's good?
What's going on, homie?
What's up, buddy, man? I'm back on your show again, man. What's the goddamn deal, dog?
Man, shit. What's poppin', man? Appreciate you calling back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the shit that's been going on, man. You've been listening to the show, man.
Yeah, man. I've been paying attention to this shit, man. This shit is ridiculous, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, you, these women, man, they really out of motherfucking control. Well, first of all, I appreciate you calling the show again. That's first thing. Now, of course, you know, if you've been listening, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays on K100.
Yeah.
You got any goddamn, anybody you want to air out real quick, any fuck niggas,
man.
Goddamn fuck hoes or what?
Man, fucking right. Man, I want to mash out all those stupid bitches that be wearing them gladiator 300-ass sandals, dog. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, dog.
What the hell, dog?
This is Roman time, dog. Get the fuck out of that shit, dog. This is not cute. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck if you love them. I don't give a fuck if you like them. That shit is trash, man. You're not fucking Jesus. You're not a fucking gladiator. You're not fucking fighting lions and shit trying to save your life. Wear regular shoes. That shit is not hot. Real fuck.
I'm mashing the ass for you too, dog. I know a lot of motherfucking females rocking the gladiator goddamn 300 sandals, man. It's a fact. I mean, but it's getting too. You know what, dog? We have to deal with that shit longer because it's getting cold in the motherfucker out here now. So they're gonna have to put the motherfucker.
Man, I'm glad that shit gone, man. I'd rather see the big ass. I'd rather see the big fluffy boots or some shit, man. That shit. And I want to blast them motherfuckers too, man. Stop wearing them big fluffy ass boots with feathers on them in the fucking summer, dog. I know your feet sweating. Your fucking, your pedicure is sweating all the fuck off and shit, man. Hey, man, you left it alone, man. For real.
I'm asking for you, homie.
Yeah!
All right, now, I got a couple minutes left, but let me go ahead and ask you this, and then I'm going to open up my phone line so people goddamn hitting it, raising their hands, listening. I guess they want to chime in on this madness that these women is advocating on this goddamn show tonight. But anyway, involving the kids and they bullshit. But anyway, I want to make sure that I go ahead and ask a question in hand about the show. Now, is there anything in your life, any event in your life that you would like to change, if you could?
Man, you know what? Now that I think about it and I listen to the show, man, it's a lot of shit that I thought that I wanted to change, man. But, I mean, the shit that happened in my life molded me and made me the person that I am.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the experiences, the people that I met, the decision that I made, the outcome and everything like that, man, I can't change nothing, man. I like the way my life is right now. Even though I'm not completely happy with the shit, I like my shit. It makes me, man. You got to play the cards you dealt, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I understand that. So, I mean, you've been listening for a minute, so you know you ain't the first person to come to that conclusion. Because I like to make people think on my show. You feel me? And a lot of times when you just ask anybody this question, if you post this shit like on Facebook, what would you change about your life? Motherfuckers have got chime in. But when you break it all the way down and look, motherfucker, you know if you change that, then you got to change this, and this, and that, and that, and that person, and that person.
Effect, huh?
Right.
You're going to cause the avalanche. And it's not going to just involve you. It's going to involve everybody you know. It's going to involve people that you know, you came in the personal with. Everything is going to alter. If you're not happy with the way you are, you should have got that shit corrected the first time. Stop fucking
right.
asking for second chances. Not bad.
Right. Right, right. And if you're still living, if you actually still living and you was able to read this shit, that means your ass still breathing and you can always change it now, motherfucker. You
exactly.
understand what I'm saying?
Fix it.
You understand what I'm saying? So I really appreciate those words. You understand what I'm saying? That, and, you know, when I started the show, I thought actually the opposite happened to what I thought was going to happen. I thought a lot of motherfuckers was going to call in and be like, oh, I wish I could change this. And I was not had a whole other set of questions ready to drill in on their ass about certain things like I did for the ones who did say they want to change something. You know, I was going to branch off. But I'm realizing that most people realize that, man, life is goddamn a game. Play the cards that you dealt. You feel me? Because I want to make sure that I tell everybody real quick what I wanted to goddamn change. I had called a case a couple of years back. You feel what I'm saying? And I thought, thinking about it, man, I was like, man, I wish I could have changed that event because that shit ended up costing me a lot of motherfucking money and lawyer fees. And I was locked up. I had to bond out. I had to pay a large cash bond. That shit really fucked me up financially. I had never been so fucked up financially from that shit when that because, you know, I ended up kicking out about 20 stacks at the end of the day. You feel me? For my freedom, to stay free, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? And I was like, man, that shit I did, you feel me? Did I really have to do it? You feel me? Maybe or maybe not. I don't know, but you never know what would have happened. I could have ended up losing my life had I not taken the action that I took. You feel me? So I got down, acted on first. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I do kind of sometimes second guess myself for that act and wonder, man, should I really have done it? You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, dog, I sit back and think of it. Like everybody else said, man, that shit let me know at the end of the day, I don't necessarily need to goddamn stay strapped everywhere I go because I got a goddamn short fuse. So the fact that I did it that one time let me realize, man, you know, sometimes I need to leave the goddamn, I need to leave the motherfucker at home, man, because this shit might cause more trouble. And I might have had, from that point, I might have had took my goddamn shit with me somewhere else and did some more off the shit, and it could have been a different reaction, and I could have ended up in prison, or I could have ended up a whole bunch of other shit. So it did make me goddamn think twice, my nigga. When you goddamn draw down, A, you better be ready to use it like I had to, but at the end of the day, it made me think about drawing down in the first place now. You feel me?
Yeah.
I think about, do I really want to draw down on this nigga? You feel me? And I'd have been tried since then. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you feel me?
And had I not went through that, I about to drew down that time and goddamn it aimed a little higher and put a motherfucker in the dirt and then goddamn went to prison. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So things could have been differently. You feel me? So I feel like I did go through that and I lost a lot of money, but at the end of the day, what it taught me was, my nigga, goddamn it, think before you goddamn pull this motherfucker, because when you pull it, you got to use it. You feel me? So goddamn, make sure you really want to pull it. And that's what it taught me, my nigga. It taught me that I don't need to do that every time. Sometimes I can just walk away.
For sure. That's real talk.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
But number two, man, you gotta also watch your own life, man, because you value your life more than you value the next motherfuckers, man. If you ain't ready to pull, man, if you ain't ready to use that motherfucker when you pull it, please don't pull it, because it ain't working,
right,
man. Niggas will take their head off a little or nothing. You
know
what I'm saying? And we wouldn't even be on this radio show right now if that was the case, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you keep 100 with yourself, like K100, man, that shit 100 for real.
Right.
All I gotta say about that.
All right. Appreciate you calling the show. You feel me? Stay on the line because you know we're going to have an after party at the end of the show where I open up everybody's lines. You feel me? And I got one more person that just hit the goddamn phone line. Got to go to them. All right, homie. See, I see you, but I got to get this person who haven't talked yet. And I'm going to open up the line because I'm pretty sure when I said you had a bad sexual experience, and we could talk about that in the after party. But this is my homeboy T. Lewis. What's poppin', T. Lewis?
What's up, man? I had to call in late.
All right, it's all good, but I got you. I'm going to give everybody their fair shot. Now, of course, you smash motherfucking money. You know the drill. Let me have it. I got 6 minutes.
All right, real quick. I want to mash everybody at my job. I got to mash my director for thinking that it's okay to take a $13,000 pay cut in a reorg and still think I'm going to be satisfied with my job. I got to mash them, period, point blank.
$13,000? They're cutting your pay by $13,000 and think you're supposed to goddamn be okay with that?
Yeah, well, see what happened when I got laid off from my first job, I got laid off. I was working at the airline. And basically to do the same job where I'm working at now, they paying $13,000 less than the actual market value. I'm like, I'm supposed to be satisfied with that. Then they moved me to another department. And I didn't even pop that job, so I'm sitting here like, okay, y'all going to pay me less money And then on a professional level, I go three levels down, and y'all still think I'm going to be cool with that? I mean, come on now.
Right. Seriously. That's it. That's for them. That's for them. I do it for you. All right. Now, would you change any of it in your life?
The only event I would really change is
You gotta keep it, once again, keep in mind that changing this event will change everything that coincided with that event, like the meeting of people that you met after the fact because of the event and everything, you feel me? So we had a lot of people that called in today said they wouldn't change anything because it would all, actually, when you think about it, it would alter some other shit that they don't want to alter, so it's not worth changing, you feel me? Yet at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I came to the conclusion that, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stay where I'm at and just let my life pan out how it has panned because I learned a valuable lesson from the one thing I wish I could take back. You feel me? It actually made me more calmer and made me think before I actually do some gangster shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I have been tested since such act, and I probably would have done some old gangster shit had I not been through that and realized that it could cost me a lot. And so I goddamn said, you know what, I'm going to let it ride, you feel me, because of that event. So I guess I would have to goddamn say it did make me a better person that I went through that. It made me more level-headed and calm. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now with that being said, what is it that you would like to change?
Really, the only thing I would probably change, and I know for a fact this would change a whole lot of stuff, is pretty much how I dealt with school. Probably not necessarily at the high school level, but pretty much when I started in college, because I played around a whole bunch. Probably had I stopped playing around and got more serious about it and finished when I was supposed to finish, a lot of things would have changed as far as finances and taking care of my mom and stuff like that. Chances are I probably wouldn't know, I wouldn't be as close to my nephews and my niece how I am now because I probably wouldn't have been around them a whole lot like I was. But I mean,
Was the fact that you were around your nieces and nephews, did it stop any negative shit that was going on? Did it change their life?
Oh, negative stuff still went on. It changed their life because I was able to help influence them on things that they actually practiced
so now you do know that in fact if you had taken the other path that you might not have been there and they would not have gotten the schooling that they got from you and they could have made a terrible mistake or something else could have happened to them. You realize
it, exactly.
Changing
that. Exactly.
So you still want to change it? You still want to change it?
Like I said, if that's the only thing that I would change, I would, but honestly, I would keep it the same. To be honest,
that's what I'm saying. So you're gonna keep it the same then?
Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is if I had one thing to change, that would be the only thing, really, because then my mom would probably be in a better place as far as her health and as far as for her financial situation.
Uh-huh.
But on the flip side, she's not really bad off, but cause I'm still able to help out. But like I said, my nieces and nephews, I was able to teach them certain things that they use to this day. So, and they know me. So it ain't like they only see me like every once in a while. They like know me.
Right.
They can call me and talk to me and stuff like that. So,
You might not change it then. You got to think about it because once you do it, it can't be undone. That's what
exactly.
I'm saying. And so, all right, I got you. I got your answer. But you would like to, but then again, yes or no before I change, hang up. Yes or no. Change it or not.
No, I don't think I'll change it.
Millionaire. Don't take a chance.
I don't think I'll change it. I probably could have been a millionaire, but I don't think I'll change it.
All right, man. All right, that's what's up. All right, stand by, all right?
Yeah, man.
All right, so I'm coming down to the last 2 minutes of the show. Everybody on the line, please don't go anywhere. You feel me? My show is streaming live, for those of y'all that don't know, at www.blogtalkshow.com/K-100. But we have what we call the motherfucking after party around this motherfucker. And that's why I open up everybody's lines. I'm going to open up everybody's lines that want to talk. I asked one last question before I go, so I guess it's the topic of discussion because a couple people had their hand raised that I already talked to, so we'll address that in the after party. I want to make sure that I address everybody that's listening to me live via the web right now because we're getting ready to shut down the live stream. So if you're not able to call, maybe overseas or something, you feel me? I've had a couple from overseas listening to the show or some of my military friends. They can't call, so this is the only reason. The only way that they hear the show is live on the stream, you feel me? Thanks again for tuning in to the show, A. B, make sure you tune in Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the show. K-100, K100 when we air live, all right? Make sure you tell all your friends who are artists to send music to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the email address for the show, all right? And one more time, I want to say thank you. Now, everybody that's on the line, write it down, 347-934-0966. And if you're listening, if you want to participate in the after party, call right now before the show stops streaming live. You got 47 seconds. And I'm going to open up all the lines. I'm going to talk to everybody that's still on the phone line after the fact. I asked a question at the end. I'm pretty sure that's where everybody wants to chime in about. One more time, shout out to my own girls from the afternoon quick. I'm going to post up a link to them and a tag for them after the show so you can get to their show. All right? And make sure you got to go friend them and check out their show. It's pretty funny, all right? Once again, I want to say thanks, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and run the goddamn out music. And then if you're on the line, hang around for the goddamn after party, all right? You dig? I'm out, man. K100 Internet Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? K100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Go ahead and get into the motherfucking this evening. You understand what I'm saying? I'm opening up everybody's line. If you have a lot of background music going on and shit, I will in fact have to come back and mute you. So if you can't actually talk, if you want to just sit and listen to the after party, please don't hit the number one or whatever, because I will. If you got a lot of shit going on in the background, I'm gonna have to mute you. All right. We got the homie from the 713 on the line. We got Key on the line. We got Texas on the line. 361. We got the ladies from the afternoon quickie on the line. All
right.
We got Michigan Girl on the line. We got T. Lewis on the line. We got Shay Shay on the line. And we got LL. Welcome, everybody. We reloaded. Let's do it. All right. First and foremost, I want to go ahead and talk to Key because she was already rating and had her hand raised. Key, did you want to say anything about what I said, if you could take back any goddamn sexual experience, the one lady you could take back?
Yeah, it's like one.
Go ahead.
I wish I wouldn't have slept with him because he was just like strung out and he was just like all in love and stuff, and it wasn't meant to happen that way. But even with the kids, I'm like, you need to be gone. You gonna do good to get to my house, number one, to even come over there. But you need to either be gone before my kids come home from school, and if you come over there while they sleep, you better be gone before they wake up.
Ain't no problem with that. But do you be involved in the churn in that bullshit?
Uh-uh. No, kids, I don't want them to see your face. I don't want them to know your car. I don't want nothing. I don't even, you don't exist.
That's what I'm talking about.
And as far as the mediocre sex, I'm going to give your ass 10 minutes, and that's just long enough for me to know that your sex is mediocre and you need to get up and go. So I can get somebody with some good sex. I need somebody with some good, damn some mediocre. Mediocre need to get the hell up out of here. Either I'm leaving or you need to leave, one or the other. Mediocre don't cut the mustard.
Well, have you ever got up and just walked out in the middle of it with somebody?
I have. I was like,
y'all motherfucking, y'all women some heartless motherfucker. Y'all women heartless, man. Y'all fucking heartless.
Y'all heartless would have been to keep doing it with him. Heartless would have been to keep doing it with him. Him thinking he know what he's doing. I'm not a teacher.
You hear this shit, dog? They don't give a fuck, nigga. They don't give a damn, nigga. You lay it down, they gonna get the fuck up and walk, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? They ain't got time to teach you.
I have nothing to say. I'm just listening. I feel bad for the dude, so I'm just saying.
For real. Okay, Michigan girl, you had your hand raised up earlier. What is it that you wanted to say?
Oh, well, you was talking about mediocre sex. It was this dude for sexual experience, and, yeah, I'm sitting there flipping the TV channels while he's trying to do whatever it was. So, yeah, we can kill that. That ain't even need to.
Wait a minute. Thank you, Michigan girl. Hold up. Was you for real, real changing channels on the TV while you was trying to, what was he doing? Was he trying to eat the pussy or what? Was he fucking you? You could actually change the channels while he was doing it. What the fuck was you doing?
I've done that.
We was fucking, and I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm like, okay, this shit is not happening. So I reach for the remote control, and I start flipping the channel, thinking he gonna get the hint. He still didn't get the hint, so I turned it up, turned the TV up.
Wow.
Still didn't get the hint, so I was like, nigga, you know what? I'm time to so you know what? You got to get up. You got to go. This is not going out.
Hey, man, what was he doing? How was he hitting it, y'all? How was he hitting it when he was still, like, not noticing? What was he doing?
I was not getting
it. It was really good for him, but that shit was not working. He had a
what was you doing? Was he fucking you from, listen, no, was he fucking you from the back eating the pussy? What was he doing?
What was it, small or what? What the fuck?
he was hitting it from the back, and it wasn't big, and he had no stroke, and I'm just like, for real? This is, okay.
Oh, God. Damn.
I'm gonna pull it out.
Like, just, I did that shit before, though, for real. I was just like, just stop. Just, no. We're not gonna even continue. You're not gonna waste my time. Waste
right.
All this
like
juice.
That's
all this juice is
like
just gone
exactly.
Away.
That's exactly
what
I'm
saying.
I like women like you. Matter of fact, let me give a shout out to all the niggas who keep niggas like me going. You know what I'm saying? He has them to do the job, but too many men. You feel me?
Right. Shout out to us.
Is that key?
Yes, ma'am. I don't even play them type of games. Yes.
Okay, Key. Okay, I'm feeling what you're saying, right? But me, okay, I'm feeling what you're saying, but at the same time, if I've invested that much into it, if we already in it, it's going to last a little bit more than 10 minutes, even if it's mediocre, because we're going to flip positions to one where I know I can get off. We're not going to start it and I not finish.
No, this dude, he was like, he couldn't even eat no pussy. Like, have you ever seen a dog lick water out of a bowl?
Oh, damn. That's what you call a mess.
So,
they not doing nothing but
making
doing
that. I was like, just let me get on top.
We can't start penetration. I mean, that foreplay, if that's not good.
We started it, and I still was like, no.
You gotta understand the nature of the beast. You should have knew that before y'all even got there.
How you gonna know how somebody fuck before you fuck them if you ain't no fuck them?
Hold up. Because first of all, we had somebody like Michigan girl saying when it was little. I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, you ain't trying to suck the nigga dick first to see how big it is to make sure.
No,
it was little?
I don't suck.
That's why you
fuck.
Well, that's your fault. You should have sucked the dick first.
But he didn't have a little dick. He didn't know how to stroke.
He didn't want me to suck his dick. That's where my theory came from. If they ain't into getting their dick sucked that much, 9 times out of 10 they got a little dick. I'm just saying, that's where that theory came from.
Man, I just ain't gonna fuck you if you ain't.
You see what I'm saying?
See, that's how I am. I mean, if I came in
and just bust down and got butt ass naked and asked you what you gonna do. You feel me? He shouldn't have had to come in your house through the backyard, you feel me? He should have had some full frontal nudity going.
He didn't have a little dick. He didn't have it. He was just a waste of meat. He just didn't know how to stroke. He was a waste of a big dick.
See, that's how I am, because if I do have sex with a guy, I mean, it'll be first time in 15 years. So, I mean, I don't know what to look for. Should I call his ass for references and shit?
That might be a good idea, for real.
Ask for references? Like, damn,
yes,
like, I'm sorry to call you.
Ass.
you know, I'm sorry to call you, but if this nigga got some good dick, is he worth it?
Yeah, you might just either get another girl to fuck me in front of you, see how it looks.
Oh, you know what, and I would do that. You know what, and I ain't got no problem in doing that either.
Get another girl to fuck me in front of you and see how she responding, and then try it out that way, because, you know, bad dick is just a waste.
First of all, you know, no disrespect to nobody anywhere else, but are you in the South the one having issues with the, you know, not having no
motion? That was just that one time. That was in Atlanta, but that was just that one time.
Okay, you need to come on out here to the South, then.
I'm in the South.
I'm
Georgia in the South.
Yeah.
All of us look bad. Shame on him. Like I say.
Now, he didn't make everybody look bad. He just made his damn self look bad. Because I was like, well, if I tell you to be still, let me get on top. Just be your ass still. I can handle this.
One of my first topics of this show, like, be anybody you want to smash on? And see, that's the kind of shit you women got to smash on. When you come across niggas that, you know what I'm saying, it's just an utter waste of time. And, you know what I'm saying, that's why I walk around all goddamn day tired than the motherfucker, because I got a bunch of motherfuckers I got to see. They got a
I hope they pay you, then. I hope they pay you. I hope that's your job and they pay you for it. If you tired of shit, I don't think they make me tired of my job.
Listen to me. If you sit at home, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about just for the niggas, because this is what I have to deal with on the daily. So, if you know what I'm saying, your woman got a, I don't want to hear a complaint as she undressed, you feel me? So, if you sitting at home, you eating up all the Captain Crunch and shit, you know what I'm saying? Get out of here, you know what I'm saying? Cut you some yards off.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Because I get tired of them having a sad face right before they come to me, because they got to undress and tell me this side story about how you ain't shit. I don't want to hear that. That makes my day bad.
Okay.
Hey,
I had another.
These guys off the chain. You guys off the chain.
Hey, I had another bad experience. This dude was focusing so hard on trying not to look that he just was not fucking right. Like, are you concentrating that hard trying not to look fast?
Can I get you to please start a sub blog with all of your keys to successful sex? Because
Did you remember the one about the head?
I remember.
See, that's the only problem I would have. That's the only problem that I would have is sucking dick. That's the only problem.
Why would you be gay?
You are gay. Why you are you? Of course, you're gonna have a problem sucking dick. You gay?
I know. That's the only problem that I would have, because a lot of people are like, if you turn state, you know you're gonna have to suck this nigga dick. Seriously.
You don't have to suck anybody's dick. Don't let them get your mind messed up.
Hey,
you gotta suck every
dick. Hey, if you're a real nigga, you're gonna suck
dick. Dude's talking about getting their dick sucked. Okay.
If you're a real nigga, you're gonna suck that dick. Period, point blank.
Whatever. It's a lot of niggas. I ain't sucking nothing.
Whatever.
No, that ain't the case. If I don't want to do it, I ain't damn doing it. You can get your monkey ass up.
And then they said, if you want your pussy licked, then you have to. No, I don't think that's the case either.
I don't have plenty of niggas. They just eat the pussy.
Man,
and if you don't like it, get the fuck up now. You can get up and get dismiss your monkey ass up.
Yeah, you can do all that, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And there's niggas out there that'll be with that. You feel what I'm saying?
There's niggas out there that'll fuck with you,
you feel me, without you sucking their dick. But for the most part, I'm a goddamn, don't be misinformed with this goddamn female on the line. If you cross over, baby, yes, indeed, you're going to have to suck some motherfucking dick. Don't let some motherfucking dick ass.
You don't have to suck some motherfucking
goddamn world. You understand? I ain't say suck all of them, but you're going to have to suck some nigga dick if you're going to fuck with them. Oh, if you're going to fuck with them like that.
I got a question for the girls. What's the female's name? What's the female's name that only messes with girls?
Renee.
I have a serious question for you.
Uh-huh.
If you wore a crossover, you said your issue would be sucking dick. Are you a giver or a taker in your relationship? Because honestly,
I'm a giver. You know, but in my relationship, I'm a giver.
I love to
go down on females.
Wait a minute. I know what you're going to say, L.
I mean, what are your reservations when
it comes to a guy because of all the things that a female body goes through down there. And you just
you can't gag on no pussy, though. You can't gag on pussy.
Hey, fuck this shit. Hold on, fuck up. Stop. Listen, hold up. I got a minute. I'm going to tell you right motherfucking now, okay? I'm telling you right motherfucking now. I used to be with a motherfucking goddamn bisexual woman. I had an ex-girlfriend that was a bisexual. I know a whole bunch of goddamn women that go both ways. Every last one of them motherfuckers have attested and told me, and if you're on this motherfucking line and you're a female and you done dibble-dabble, every one of them has told me that eating pussy is a far more of a chore than sucking dick. Every last one of them. None of them
have
seen that motherfucking
thing. You can't gag on it, though. You can't gag on it, though.
So what? It's still more of a chore. So if she can eat some pussy, she can some dick. If she can eat pussy, she can suck a dick. Period, point blank. Every chick I know that go both ways. Go ahead. It's a valid question.
Is that not a valid question, though? Because, I mean,
yeah.
With all of the things that a female body goes through her vagina, like, what would be your reservations with a guy?
I mean, it was just. It wasn't serious. I mean, if that's the point, then I mean, that's the point. If that's something that you have to do that to satisfy a man, hey, that's what it is.
I thought maybe there was a specific reason why you wouldn't like you know, to put your mouth on it. That's what I was saying. Because I mean, seriously, when it comes to a woman, it's like more.
Ask any bi chick, and they'll tell you every time eating pussy is more of a chore than sucking a nigga dick. Every one of them I ever met.
Chore aspect. We talking about the chore aspect of it. We talking about the nasty aspect of it.
Let him know if this is the first time we can help.
A towel ain't gonna help. I be throwing plastic on your sheets. Just put the plastic over the mattress. So the water is
going to go
down.
I ain't been watching the baby on Facebook. I didn't support.
I'd rather just stand up and I got a waterproof layer on top of my mattress. Like one of them mattress covers that's waterproof.
Because I mean, I come like that regardless, especially because I got it pierced. And so it makes it even better.
Wow.
Your clit piercing?
Wow.
Yeah, I have a piercing. It's two of them. I have two piercings.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
Yeah,
that
makes it even it doesn't hurt. I had the first one I got done when I was 16. And, like, during chilling practice and stuff, like, you have these little flips and shit like that. Man, those were, like, some moments that, you know, can't take back.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh, my
so
God,
a lot of, you know, petty
Washington.
But the second one I got done recently.
Too bad she don't like men, guys.
Yeah,
I'm wild about this. First of all, she got her tang pierced twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to have my belly button pierced, and I used to have a chain going to my belly button that clicks onto it.
Oh, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
This is the question I have. Have you always liked girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my.
Yes.
And so are you are you debating? Are you? I'm trying to understand. Are you
trying
to
debating?
You are, but they're trying to change their mind.
Yeah, because I mean,
I don't.
I don't judge. You know, I'm not a stud and I'm not a femme. I'm myself. You know, I mean, I like femmes. So, you know, I like the ones that dress like I do in heels and everything like that. But shit, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm taking over in the bedroom. So, it is what
I'm pretty sure you got good taste in women. But my question is, have you thought about actually entertaining a guy is what I'm asking.
In a way, yeah, I have thought about it, but then it just goes back to the whole point. Hell no.
So the hell no. Where's the hell no coming from?
Like the whole, you know, just looking at like the sizes of them, and then like the whole. No, if they fuck me the way that I fucked them females, I change my mind.
Well, I know a couple of little dicks. You can have them.
And you know, like a lot of people tell me, you know, and a few people tell me that that's where I need to start out from. Instead of just dealing just with one man, I just need to, you know, go from little and work my way on up. But no, I don't know.
you're just scared of the pain. You think it's gonna hurt or something? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's how long it's been. And I mean, everybody that I run across with, and then, like, people send me pictures and shit of them, and that's not right.
Girl, it's some little dicks. The little dicks don't never send a picture. The little dicks don't never send pictures, so they don't want you to know about that.
All right.
This one guy did, and I put him on blast on my show because I was just like, yeah, and I put his name out there and everything, and I'm just like, yeah, he sent me this picture of his dick, and I said, he's the smallest one in my phone.
He was a yellow dude.
He was a yellow guy.
That's the one you try with him.
I'm just looking like, are you serious? What the fuck can you do with
that's
that?
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful right there. That's
that could
terrible.
Be interesting.
So, Ruby, would you let a guy eat your pussy?
It could be interesting.
Would I let a guy eat my pussy?
Yeah, would you let him eat your pussy?
Didn't you ask me that on my show?
Yeah, but I want you to reiterate right here for K100 because you're saying it's
yeah,
all about the dick size.
You know,
would you let a guy eat your pussy?
That was my question.
Would I let a guy eat my pussy?
Know.
You know what? Honestly, to be at this stage, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
put some money on it.
And, you know what? And they talk about the money. Hey, put your money where your mouth is. That's how I said. Put your money where your mouth is.
Where the money at? I bet you.
Put some money. Didn't I just say put your money where your mouth is? It all depends. It all depends. Hey, if you're talking about them big dogs like them white boys be asking me, then we could talk.
What's up with it? I guarantee some of the white boys do it better than me.
I'm going to
tell you what. Well, I'm not going to pay a sweet
dude.
I guarantee. I didn't turn two over. I didn't have two over that was all believe me.
You ought to pay
me
to eat
pussy. I said I got to pay me to eat mine. And you got to worry about if I'm going to like it or not. You can pay me to eat mine. You ain't got to worry about no safety difference.
I don't care, man.
Right, if it's just the eating coochie, you ain't got to don't stick no finger or nothing because I don't get penetrated at all. No,
I ain't
got to
do all that. I ain't got to do all that. I do tongue work.
Just the tongue work. If it's better than mine, then we can talk about it. If it's better than mine,
I'm
going
to
talk about
it. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm a nasty nigga. Feel for it. I'll let you.
Let me say this. Like I said, I told you I actually openly admit I really thought I knew how to eat pussy, and I really didn't until I got with my ex that was by, and she actually corrected my problems and showed me what I was doing wrong. I don't think I was goddamn licking it like a dog in the goddamn.
Yeah,
bowl.
Making a mess.
You feel me?
Making
you feel
a
me?
Mess.
You know, no, it wasn't that bad, but being with her, she taught me some shit and some tricks or whatever. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Now, since she has a pussy, I'm assuming, like she told me, girls that eat pussy are actually real good at it because they have their own, they have a pussy, so they know what it feels like or whatever.
Right.
But she told me that after she taught me and after she showed me and corrected me, after a while, I had surpassed those motherfucking females because I'm a mother. I don't know. She said, you know, it's all about a whole bunch of shit, how much you really like doing. She said, I actually upped my game, and I was just as good, if not better, than a lot of the females after I got my game up. You feel what I'm saying?
You're assuming
that because it's a guy that he might not be able to do you like a girl, do you? I beg the difference.
I don't know, because everybody does it different. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter if they do me or not, because I'm going to still come regardless. and then a lot of them, when they do it, I just get up and I just like, nah, I changed my mind because I get turned off and I just get up and go.
Right.
I'm going to just get up and go. Probably in the middle of doing her, I'll get up and go because it ain't right.
I mean, what about the dick suckers? What are dick sucker females at that know what they doing?
All my
K100 ladies that call in, I ain't gonna lie, the ones that call in the regular, they goddamn got no shame in saying I them suck a dick and they love to do it. You feel me?
Are they cold?
Well, you know, you just got to find out.
I'm just saying.
I tell you like this. Because I won't put anybody else on blast, whatever, I may can vouch for them or whatever, but I won't call their names out. You feel what I'm saying?
Maybe I can't.
You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? For the most part, I will say that the K100 ladies do. They understand that they must, in fact, suck a dick. Now, she's a little selective about who dick she sucks. She is selective about who dick she sucks, but I do wholeheartedly believe that once she decides she is going to suck your dick, nigga, she gonna goddamn go hard with it. She just got them funny about who dick she gonna suck. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with being selective.
I can't do everybody.
You sure
feel me?
Say it, Shay. Say it, Shay. You cannot
put everything in your mouth.
You swallowing that.
That's
pill.
You
got to be careful
right
about what you're
true,
your
that's true.
Which includes what you put in your mouth. You can't
yeah,
tell when you're in your mouth. You ain't trying to fucking swallow.
Hey, I ain't mad
well, you
at
can't
that.
Eat out
as long as you eat off of mine.
You might not be human.
I ain't mad if you're not eating off of that plate. As long as you eat off my plate. I got some fine china.
I like crystal.
Still, but hey, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
The favor has
this
to
is,
be returned, though.
This,
hey,
yeah.
I don't have no problem with that. If we
policy.
On that level. If we on that type of level, I have no problem with it. It ain't nothing. I'll go
that's
first.
That's what it is. Lord Jesus.
Oh, man. All right. I'm about 30 minutes over, yo. This should have been another 30 minutes. This is the longest I ever stayed on for the after party. I appreciate everybody staying on, you feel me, and rocking with me for the after party, man. Thanks. Once again, you know, everybody know my show schedule, Monday through Thursday, goddammit, 8 to 10. So if y'all can't tune in for the rest of the week, holler at me, all right? I want to thank everybody for tuning in, though, all right?
That's a bet.
All right. Yep. All right, man. Holler at everybody.
Me.
All right. Later.